you like to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? Well, then how about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations and restrictions for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Don and Mike Show, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030. Isn't that something? Thank you, and God bless.
Hi. Welcome to our show.
Big, 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 bigger than big, bigger than big, 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 big.
Yeah.
Bang, 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 bang.
Yeah.
Hey there, boy.
There, boy, the board.
Yeah.
About that queen there, boy. How about that queenie there, boy?
So hot, so good.
Don't touch the hand there, boy.
No.
Ooh. She smells like mothballs there, boy.
Oh, but with a little rose perfume on it.
Mm. Hot as mothballs.
Hey, boy.
Baby.
Let's start with a blast from the past.
Please.
From the Belcher.
All is from New York City. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Speaking of the best of America, as a lifelong Democrat, I have to say that the best of the best comes from the Don and Mike Show.
Philadelphia, Democrat. Good morning.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Don and Mike.
All right, thanks. And our next call comes from Greenwich, Connecticut, Republican.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I have to say that the worst thing in America today are special interest groups that are outrageous and have time to protest. How do these people have time to protest, first of all, if they hold jobs, and second of all, why are they not listening to the Don and Mike Show?
Oh, dude, thought you were sincere there for a minute.
Lady, I don't know diddly what they call me.
Hey, that's that movie we
like
so bad.
Murphy's Romance.
Murphy's Romance.
And before we get to today's brand new Belcherama, here's another one from the archives.
You're up next. It's 37 minutes after the hour, and you're on next. Hello.
Hello?
Yes. You're on.
Right, wait, let me turn down my radio.
Okay, by all means. The gentleman is turning his radio down, and
radio.
He is rejoining us
radio.
In... Are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. I can still hear your radio in the background.
Your radio.
I can still hear your radio in the background.
Okay.
You'll have to turn it off.
Okay, I'll turn it off.
Okay, great. So, we have... Is it off now?
Yes, it is.
Okay, great.
Yes, what is your name? I've never heard you before.
Oh, my name is Hugh. Hugh Hamilton.
Oh, that's great.
Hugh.
Because you have a lot of fans that listen to the Don and Mike Show.
Oh, boy. Good afternoon, Chuck. It's going to be one of those afternoons, is it? Uh-huh. I'm game for this.
Is it? Yes.
And the Belcher delivers... Our new favorite guy, who we don't know, is the guy.
Oh, the slow-talking guy.
Your douchebag. He gets in three times in a row.
Wonderful. We are sympathetic.
Oh, excellent. On this brand new call.
Three times?
Three times.
Mm. You are the douchebag.
Ready?
Yeah. You're on the air.
Oh, hello, douchebag.
Oh.
Oofa, schivoza, oofa, oofa.
Hold on, I need to restart.
Yeah, it does.
That's so good.
That's so good, that's worth hearing again.
Oh, my God. You're on the air.
Oh, hello, douchebag.
Oh.
Oofa, schivoza, oofa, ooh, boy. Yellow.
Oofa. You're on the radio.
Who?
Turn your speaker down.
Oh, sorry. Let me turn it down. There we go.
Okay, well.
More gooder and whatnot.
Yeah, good morning.
I tuned in a little bit late. What's the smoke-in going to be about?
Well, I'm expecting a guest who is being persecuted because he was appointed by the city of Oakland to be the administrator of its voter-approved marijuana distribution system.
Oakland, New Jersey?
Oakland, California.
Oh, the other Oakland. So is that what's happening on the 5th?
For maybe 40 years, people have been gathering in one place or another and flaunting the law.
So are there going to be speakers there? Do you think Russ Burbank will show up? Or do you think he won't be able to appear because of his vocal cord incident?
I don't know.
How about Joe Ardinger? Do you think he'll show up?
No idea.
He goes wherever there's free weed. Are they handing out free weed?
Some people will be, I'm sure, and other people will be eager to get some.
Huh. Maybe I should go there with a big Ziploc bag full of cod pieces and hand them out in exchange for...
Well, that's something. I don't think you'll need one yourself.
Oh.
You're on the air.
Hi, it's me, Dan. Oi, babe, it's on in my show.
Get a new jingle. Do you like it?
Work on it a little bit.
Wow.
He does not ever disappoint.
Never.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
You know.
Well, hi, everybody.
Hi, everybody.
What's that?
Who's your dad?
Oh, big, 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 bang, 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 bang,
bang, bang, bang,
bang, bang,
bang, bang,
bang,
bang, bang, bang,
bang, bang, bang, bang, bang, bang, bang, bang, bang, bang, bang, bang, bang, bang, bang, bang, bang, bang, bang, bang, bang, bang,
bang, bang, bang, bang, bang, bang,
bang, bang, bang, bang, bang, bang, bang, bang, bang, bang, bang, bang, bang, bang, bang, bang, bang, bang, bang, bang, bang, bang, bang, bang, bang, bang, bang, bang, bang, bang, bang, bang, bang, bang, bang, bang, bang, bang, bang, bang, bang, bang, bang, bang, bang, bang, bang, bang, bang, bang, bang, bang, bang, bang, bang, bang, bang, bang.
Is everybody happy?
So good.
So good.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, here's Don and Mike.
Welcome. Welcome, everybody. Welcome back. Hi, everybody.
Well, hi, everybody.
Hi, little brains. We're little brains just like you.
Oh, ours are shrinking every day.
Don and Mike Show, Tuesday. Phone number, maybe you just heard it a moment ago. 877-365.
Yeah.
36. 36. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike, how are you boys?
Hey, what's happening?
Good afternoon.
First call of a brand new day. You. Douchebag.
If you're tired, we are sympathetic.
Yeah. What part of California? What?
What?
What? What?
Oak Town in the house! Boys.
Yes,
Mike. When you guys come to Oak Town? Oak Town in the house!
Oak Town.
Oakland.
Oakland, California. Oakland.
Mike, aren't you,
I'm singing the national anthem at the athletics game.
Good oh, please!
I am.
Oakland in the house, yo!
The athletics were gracious enough to invite me, and I will be doing that, continuing the tour.
On a serious note, you guys, I would like to say to a good friend of ours, Corellis, rest in peace. May God be with him.
What the hell is this calling about?
All over the place.
I do believe
I'm not
he is.
Sure what he's doing.
I do believe he's calling from Oakland, California.
Oh, yeah.
Oaktown in the house.
Oaktown.
You seem...
510 is our area code. 415.
To be all over the road.
530-916. We all in line. 707. We got
home.
We got
home. The Oaktown douchebag.
We got home in different area codes in Oaktown.
You seem to be quite a spokesman for Oaktown.
Oakland's in the house. We call it the town, though. Hey, Mike, when are you guys coming to Oakland, man?
When he comes, ask me Mike. Twice. I told you, didn't you listen? I'm coming out to sing the anthem before the A's game.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, I want to know.
All right.
Hey, Don, you want to sell your Mustang?
Do I want to sell my Mustang?
Would you like to sell your Mustang?
No. However, I would like to join a gang. I hear there's lots of gangs in Oakland.
Bring
your
Mustang out to the side.
Can you get me in a
gang? Bring it out to the side show, Don, and swing your Mustang.
Can you get me in a gang?
Well, yeah, you got to bring your Mustang, Don, and swing it.
I got a Raiders hat.
You going to bring your Mustang?
He wants the Mustang.
I'm sorry, you cannot have my Mustang.
Come on, get
Oh, man, you need to come and swing your Mustang, Don.
May I ask you a question?
It's a side show, yeah.
Why do you require his Mustang?
Well, in Oakland, you have to bring a Ford. Refix repair up our daily.
This guy is impossible to talk.
Here's all I have to say about this call.
Yeah. Call is from New York.
Oops. I'm sorry. Here's all I have to say about this call.
Welcome.
No, I'm sorry. Here's all I have to say about this call. Oh, that was it?
Yeah, it was the number one.
He's got music?
Welcome to California.
There you go.
Yeah.
Worth the wait.
Oaktown.
Welcome to California.
And that's the music that plays every time you say that.
Yeah, hello there. Don and Mike Show. What's up?
I'm going.
Hello?
You're on the air.
Don and Mike Show. Ouch. Yeah. That hurt. That hurt like being bitch slapped when someone hangs up like that on us.
It's that painful.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, I'm on there.
No.
It depends.
That's akin to Is It Me?
That's good editing right there. Right?
Ask Miss Manners, she'll tell you. Ask the Queen.
Miss Manners.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, fellas.
Hi there.
I was wondering if I could ask you if you could ever tell a story of when you got into Regis's voicemail?
No.
Okay, thank you.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
And Rob, you're right with that area code.
Welcome to California.
That was another one from 916.
They're active today?
Yeah.
They're very active.
They sure are.
They're active Californians.
Let me start out today by saying happy birthday to Carly, my youngest granddaughter.
Oh, yeah.
She is three today.
Three.
So happy birthday to her.
That is a great age. That is. If only she knew grandfather was such a douchebag.
Yeah, I got him on the brain now.
Your grandpa is the douchebag. You are a grandfather? Oh, we're so pathetic.
You're on the air.
Oh, hello, douchebag.
Oh.
Oofa, schivoza, oofa. Oh, boy. Yellow.
Oofa.
He is clearly over 300.
Yeah.
But do you think he approaches 400 pounds?
He could.
I really want to know.
I thought you meant age, not pounds.
No, definitely pounds.
And he's a creature of the night, obviously. It's a late night broadcast. It can't be anything but a late night broadcast.
Being like midnight to 6 a.m.?
It has to be. It has to be overnight.
And listen, before we get to the show and get to the calls and everything else, my gal was reading the newspaper this morning, the part about the Queen being here in D.C.
Right.
And first of all, God, am I sick of hearing this about this old bag on TV.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus Christ, please, just put her on the next cow plane to Britain and get her the frig out of here.
Right?
But everybody's caught up in it.
You're not an Anglophile?
What is an Anglophile, Mike?
Someone who follows the British aristocracy.
Right. No.
And all things white. That's what that sounds
that's
like,
right.
too.
I'm a scatophile. What does
Ooh,
that mean?
Ooh, I know what that means. You got to go to that website.
That's what that doc told me.
Yeah, scatophile.
That crazy doc.
Scatophile.
Anyway, we're looking at the pictures in the newspaper, and there's Peyton Manning with his wife,
yes.
And there's that chick from The View with her emasculated husband, the football player, and then Janet is reading down the real small name, the real small print with all the names of the people that were invited, and she said, oh my God, I don't believe that he didn't call you. And I said, sweetie, I don't know anybody really who was at that thing who would call me. And she said, hold on, look right here. Jim Nance and his wife.
Really?
Jim Nance, the pageantry. And his wife, Lorraine.
Wow. Lorraine.
Lorraine.
Lorraine, get into the car.
That's Tom Gavin's mom's name, too. Lorraine.
Fabulous day. Beautiful here in Washington, D.C. The cherry blossoms.
Guys,
Her Majesty getting out of the limousine.
Guys, the smell of old woman is in the air. It's in my nostrils, guys.
White tie and tails. I've got the Nance tuxedo, the Nance penguin suit, Lorraine in tow. Very excited to meet the Queen of England, guys.
Guys, I only wonder now as I meet the Queen what Earl Woods must be thinking. After all, it was just a year ago, guys, for Tiger. What's Tiger thinking about me meeting the Queen, guys?
You know, I might have mentioned this at the Masters, that Tiger was thinking about his dad in the last tournament, thinking about his dad, of course, always thinking about his dad. And if he was here now, he would be thinking about his dad as we walked into the room at the White House where the state dinner was being held. And I've got my beautiful tuxedo on, and there she is, resplendent in beautiful crown and fur and makeup and rose poet that says Queen of England, guys. But I can only think, what Earl Woods would say if he was here. And we're sitting here as I sit down and nestle up close to my wife, Lorraine.
Hey, guys.
We prepare for the delicious food prepared by hundreds of White House staffers. And suddenly there is that rose perfume wafting over the state ballroom. Oh, it's a delightful day. It's a great day to be British. I'm Jim Nance.
How can it be that Nancy was invited to that thing?
I believe...
I mean, I know it's because he's in the Bush's, like, left-hand pocket, right?
I think he is. That's where he leans politically. I think that's why Elizabeth Hasselbeck was there. You know, I think the people that are in that broadcast quadrant.
They're running low on celebrities, and if the best they can do is Nance and Hasselbeck.
Well, they've always been running low on celebrities.
Hey guys, you know all of the talented people are Dems guys.
That's right.
Sure.
An honor to meet you, Your Majesty. And you too will be honored when you watch Ghost Whisperer Friday night on CBS.
These
America's
ghosts.
Number one network.
So listen, go home, you cow, you queen cow.
And as she gets on the plane, flies back to foggy old England, we can only say, what a great time it was. Let's reflect back on the highlights of this year's state dinner at the White House.
Take all those stupid hat boxes. And, gee, I hope that they don't weigh your plane down so something happens on the way back across the pond because you have to bring 8,000 goddamn hat boxes with you like you're that little girl Eloise that used to live at the Plaza Hotel.
Prince Philip, Your Majesty. Laura, George Bush, Elizabeth Hasselbeck and husband in tow, Peyton Manning and wife, nice to see you. Jim Nance, great to be here.
I'm his wife, Lorraine.
Lorraine, please quiet. Quiet while we're meeting the Queen. What a wonderful, wonderful thrill it was to rub elbows with British royalty. Your Majesty, here's my tie.
Hi, guys. It's Lorraine Nance. My husband, Jim, suffers from erectile dysfunction.
And after dinner, it was a brief stroll in the Rose Garden at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue as the smell of the roses wafted over the smell of the rose perfume worn by Elizabeth herself. Elizabeth, I got a chance to shake hands with my wife, Lorraine. And a beautiful day it was.
Can I speak now, darling?
Yes, go ahead, Lorraine.
It's sad you have to take that pill, honey.
Well, unfortunately, what better way to celebrate a fabulous day at the White House than with the little blue pill that makes me oh so very horny. I'm Jim Nance at the state dinner honoring Queen Elizabeth.
What's he doing there, for God's sake? I'm so sick of the pomp and the circumstance.
And as they were serving the dessert course, I could only wonder to myself, you know, if Earl Woods was here, it would have been a special day for him, too. Unfortunately, Tiger not available, playing a golf outing somewhere in the free world, a very busy schedule, but we're here with the silverware place just so, and the great tradition that is a state dinner at the White House with QE. QE, that's what I like to call her, Queen Elizabeth.
Honey?
So glad that Phil Simms wasn't invited.
Hey, honey?
Yes, hey. Lorraine?
I'm spotting.
Well, it's time to get you home. I told you, not appropriate at a state dinner honoring the Queen of England to wear a white dress.
I'm Lorraine Nance.
Hi, Lorraine.
I'm wearing a beautiful designer gown. I'm wearing Oscar de la Renta.
Suck it, Lady Nance.
I'm wearing Oscar de la Hoya. And I'm spotting. Oh, okay. I wish my husband would stop talking about Tiger Woods and his dad.
Lorraine will be wearing a fabulous original Oscar de la Hoya gown. I will be in an Earl Woods tuxedo. And we'll be enjoying... I only know that I'll be searching out azaleas to see if they line the White House grounds as they line the beautiful fairways of Augusta.
Hey, guys.
Yes, Lorraine.
It's Lorraine Nance.
Lorraine Nance, my beautiful wife. My beautiful and charming wife.
Did I have a good time last night, guys? I was sitting at a table with my husband and a lot of dignitaries. I had too few many glasses of wine, and I told them about my husband's relationship with his golf buddy, Phil Mickelson.
Ah, Phil Mickelson. There's no man that carries himself better on a golf course.
I told that story when I walked in the room and found those two guys. They were naked.
No.
And one of them said, what's the par on this hole?
It was a beautiful day, Lorraine, but I wish you hadn't gotten so loose-tongued at the beautiful state dinner for Queen Elizabeth. You drank just a little bit too much wine. And, of course, that's not the Nance way. You know, I limit myself to just one glass an evening. And especially after the dessert course was served and Henry Kissinger farted. Yes, a pall fell over the entire room, but it was short-lived as we enjoyed a wonderful, wonderful aperitif with the Queen of England. Of course, I substituted my aperitif with a Sprite Zero, because that's what Jim Nance does. Mum's the word on puking in butler cabin.
Unlike me, your alcoholic wife.
Yes, Lorraine, a little bit too tipsy.
Hey, guys.
Yes, now that'll be quite enough.
It's Lorraine Nance.
Mrs. Nance is finished.
I'll do anyone that'll have me, guys.
Let's get her out of here, guys.
I'll be in the men's room, guys. Honey,
acceptable. We've got to get her into the... can they get a taxi cab up to 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue?
And would people please remember, we revolted against this country.
That's right.
Why are we bringing her back to the spot where we declared our independence?
Oh, it's very easy for me to answer that question. It's the pageantry, the ceremony, the absolute delight that is the Queen of England of a bygone era when people looked up to royalty and they ate cake and we starved in the streets, emaciated children playing back and forth as we, the peasants, looked up to our castles and looked up on the hill to see the majesty of the English royal family as people throughout the colonies, not only on the United Kingdom and the island of Great Britain itself, but throughout the free world where they colonized poor countries everywhere to spread their starving and poverty everywhere they would go. Lorraine has daddy issues.
Mm. Hi, guys.
Who's your daddy, Lorraine?
My daddy is.
Then it's back to the hotel room for a little pin the tail on Lorraine. Yes, and I've got the dart that will do it. I'm Jim Nance.
Oh.
A beautiful evening here in the nation's capital. Then, of course, back to our palatial Greenwich estate as we prepare for just another one of the many sporting events that I'll be covering.
Hey guys, it's Lorraine. Have you seen my nipple clamps?
Oh, dear. Unfortunately, they were showing under that beautiful Oscar de la Hoya gown you were wearing. I'm Jim Nance. Barbara, Mr. President, Queen Elizabeth, Prince Philip, nice to meet you. Jim Nance, please say hi to my wife, Lorraine.
Hey, guys.
What a pleasure that you made the tragic mistake of inviting me to this fabulous state dinner.
We did try to call him, right?
Yeah, no reply from his
camp. No reply from
his yes,
camp
well,
Nance.
You know, yeah, guys, listen, over the
Jim
line.
Nance, guys.
Can't be slumming with you guys when I'm in town for this. Such a stately affair as the honoring of QE, as I like to call her, Queenie Elizabeth. What a beautiful lady she is. And even at her advanced age, she still manages to look and to smell stunning.
Don't forget the last time we were supposed to have Nance on the show.
Right.
Was right around the Super Bowl when we were having our drunky show.
Absence.
Hey, guys, can't be a part of that, guys.
Can't be associated with that, guys. Really, not professional broadcasting. If you want to be real broadcasters, you lay off the juice, and I'll come back and join you. And I'd love to talk about it, but I'm afraid what you do is take a beautiful evening, what was a spectacular evening, honoring the Republican administration and the administration of the royal family, and you'd make it something awful, something
guys,
dirty, something soiled.
Guys, it's Lorraine. Jim.
Yes, I'm here, Lorraine.
May I propose a toast, guys?
Yes, well, she's going to speak. Let's all raise our glasses here at the state dinner. So, Lorraine has a little toast.
Hey, guys, Lorraine here to my husband, Jim.
Yes, Lorraine, what is your toast?
Why do you hit me?
But now, I think Mrs. Nance has had quite enough to drink. We didn't make it to the soup course before she talked about my corporal punishment. But in the Nance household, it's controlled and it's respectful. And anybody that decides to veer out of those borders gets punished and punished thoroughly. I'm Jim Nance.
You're a bastard, Jim.
Yes, well, that's why the Board of Education waits for you, Lorraine, at home. That's right, my giant Jim Nance paddle with a lovely design modeled after one of my many ties that I hand to children after I'm done doing my broadcast. So glad to be here, Elizabeth Hasselbeck, your quarterback husband, who the name escapes me right now. Tim Hasselbeck.
Hello there, Don and Mike show.
Hey, did you know Nancy sat at the head table with the Queen and the President?
Are you kidding me?
Wow.
He was all the way at the top?
Yes, I was at the head table, and I must say, if you're close enough to the Queen when she's eating the main course, the food just flies out of her mouth in all sorts of directions. You know, her dentures tend to slip.
Hey, guys, it's Lorraine Nance. A toast to my husband and his one ball.
Oh, now, sit down, Lorraine. That's uncalled for. Your Royal Majesty, would you pass the brown and serve rolls, please? Thank you so much. Oh, dear, I've gotten a bit of butter sauce on my white tie and tails. Damn, Lorraine, you'll be punished later for this.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hi, Don. A wonderful, tremendous rendition of the Nance Family.
Are you patronizing us, or is that a sincere, heartfelt compliment?
No, it's very sincere, and it's the most tremendous version I've ever heard.
I thank you, sir. You're a class act. You're a class act like all the CEOs that sponsor all the golf tournaments on the PGA Tour that were broadcast right here on CBS.
The voice gives me chills to hear. I love the voice.
It's Lorraine.
Tonight on 60 Minutes, Lou Dobbs.
Wonderful.
What an interesting character
there
he is.
There is a rare researcher out of Maryland, Michael Sean Bunting, about ED, erectile dysfunction. And
what's he doing?
I have no idea.
Is you need a hot chick, and it never happens. You understand?
Hold on.
No.
You're
changing topics on us. You're confusing everyone now. What are you doing?
Okay, thank you for the compliment about the
I know
the
you have
stuff.
ED, Jim.
Oh, he wants to play.
No, you can't play this game.
I don't like this caller.
Donna, Mike, egotistical that way. Accept your compliments, but not your participation.
Toss you aside like one of my used monthly rags.
Oh, dear Lorraine, please, no need to go into details about your personal life and your hygiene.
Hello, Donna, Mike, show.
Hey, how about you guys doing Nance to Nance now instead of Elvis to Elvis?
Oh, get out of here with you.
Everybody's got a suggestion.
Hey, guys. Uh-huh.
And speaking of suggestions, the CBS suggestion box is open for each and every one of you. If you'd like to see me wear a different color blazer, just drop it in the, send it to CBS.com.
Why'd you tell me my breasts are sagging, Jim?
That was a throwaway comment, Lorraine. Now, we don't want the beatings to begin when we get back to the hotel. Remember where you are. You are at a state dinner at the head table with Queen Elizabeth and her husband, Prince Philip. And, of course, George and Barbara. Barbara in a beautiful gown.
I just told Peyton Manning I'm not wearing panties.
That's uncalled for. I was mentioning the clothing, but you'd enjoy that delightful gown worn by Barbara Bush, designed by the eminent designer Floyd Mayweather. Delightful. Absolutely delightful, Barbara.
All right, go home, Queen. Just get out of here. Yeah. Just get out of our country.
Fly away, my pet.
Stop it. We have more important things we want to talk about. As a country, we've forgotten about Herr Hasselhoff.
You know, she's getting on a British Airways jet, but it should be pointed out that anything she flies on is the royal plane. Hmm. And anything she sets foot on is the royal vat. If it's the royal scale in her bathroom, as soon as Queen Elizabeth sets her meaty feet on that scale, it is the royal scale.
Hey, Jim.
Yes, Lorraine.
It's your wife.
Hello, how are you, darling?
If you continue this, we're going to have to talk about... Hey, guys, we comb over.
Now, listen, that's uncalled for, Lorraine. Lorraine's had a little bit too much of the Manischewitz at the state dinner to honor the Queen. Very frustrating. No need to drink anymore, darling. I'm going to whisk you back to Connecticut.
She's a royal pain in the ass, guys. I'll tell you that. It's Lorraine Nance.
You know, Lorraine, if you keep
talking, this bitch queen.
I'm going to fly you down to Houston and put you in that special cabin that I have. That special locked cabin where you stay.
Hey, guys.
Until you dry out.
It's Lorraine Nance. Mm. You want to talk about Jim? Here's something that's not made up. How about that time that Don and Mike were doing the show? There was a big hurricane about Houston where Jim Nance's dad was.
Uncalled for, over the line, Lorraine Nance.
Do you remember that?
I want a divorce.
He said on the air. He said, yeah, my dad... I'm thinking about my dad.
Thinking about him, and I always do, each and every day. He's on my mind, he didn't, much like Tiger.
Let me get back into character, excuse me. Hey, guys.
Yes, Lorraine Nance speaking.
As I recall, you didn't care enough to get your dad out of the city.
Well, a busy schedule, you know, lots of people. I've got lots of responsibilities, including you, Lorraine. It's very difficult keeping you in scotch every day.
Your dad, Earl Nance, there in a shelter when his son could have brought the Gulfstream in, guys.
Always on my mind, always. One of my great regrets is that I didn't personally fly the Nance jet down there and rescue him. But it's good that I had other family members that tended to the ill. They're doing just fine.
Did we have that pretty much correct? Wasn't that it? That he was going to show historian Rob Spiewak.
His father was in bad health at the time and could not leave.
Roll right.
And so
I couldn't have done anything even if I got there.
Mm-hmm.
But you made it to your game.
Well, it's important, you know, when you're a CBS broadcaster, there are a lot more people than just the media family that rely on me. It's the CBS family and also all the CBS viewers like family.
You made sure he got his medicine?
I did indeed, yes. Airlifted on the CBS plane. But
mailed it, I think.
I mailed it, snail mail.
Hey, guys.
Yes, Lorraine.
It's 1969, guys.
Sit down, Lorraine. That'll be quite enough. Please, not that kind of talk.
Jim is incapable, guys.
We are not going to talk like that in front of the Queen of England.
The only time he gave it to me, guys, is when he made me wear a Phil Simms mask.
I'm a little frustrated that the Secret Service did not allow me to wear my own personal powdered wig that I wanted to show up with, and unfortunately they said no to that. I'd be stealing the show. But what a lovely lady she is. The weight of an entire country resting on her shoulders.
Hey, guys.
You'd never know by the way she carries herself and the way she smells.
You like my beautiful gloves that go all the way up to my elbows?
They are nice.
Let me peel them down. Look at these.
Don't show that, Lorraine.
Cigarette burns.
Stop it, not me.
Why do you do that, guy?
I have nothing to do with this. You're a cutter, Lorraine. You've done it to yourself. Self-mutilation. Ever since I got the big job at CBS when I was host of the NFL Today, that's when you began cutting yourself. But I'm not sure why. But I am sure of one thing. That any tournament that Tiger Woods plays in, as he's walking down the 18th fairway, win, lose, or draw, he will have the memory of his father, Earl Woods, steeped in the great tradition, but as the Masters.
As I said to the Queen last night, when I, it's Lorraine, everybody.
Lorraine Nance.
Hey, guys. When I was speaking to late Earl Woods, I remember he leaned and whispered into my ear and said,
"Sit down, please. We'll discuss this right after Cold Case on CBS. Thank you, Lorraine Nance. Please sit down. You spilled. Is that a spill? Did you spill gravy?
Earl Woods said he's got the floppy disk. Said, yes, he does on CBS.
Yes, it's just another ordinary Monday night with the Nances.
I hate my life, Jim.
I love my career. I only wish I could spend more time with you, Lorraine, before I have you voluntarily or involuntarily committed.
Why do you lock me in that mansion in Connecticut, Jim?
Some things are necessary, Lorraine.
I used to love you, Jim.
Lorraine, I was the one that installed that safe room. Originally, it was for the protection of our family and not really for a place to imprison you. However, as your behavior, Lorraine has deteriorated over the years, I found it necessary to put you in there for extended periods of time. You do have a one small 13-inch television set that's directly tied into CBS programming. I think that's enough, isn't it, Lorraine Nance?
That's psychological torture, Jim.
Not at all, Lorraine. I'll be retiring, Lorraine, on April 22nd, 2032.
After you do your 50th goddamn Masters?
And it might have been in the immortal words of the horse Barbaro, who said, "If a woman gets out of line at a state dinner, carry yourself with all the dignity you can muster, and then get her back to the hotel and lock her in the closet."
James Brown screwed me like a carpenter, buddy.
That's unacceptable. Now she's talking nonsense.
His love was in his nail gun, guys.
I'm calling Letterman. I'm sending you out to that special room on his ranch in Montana.
I screwed him, too. I screwed everyone at CBS, guys.
Well, I'm on the road long enough, and I suppose that's what you do to dishonor me and the entire Nance family.
You want to see pictures of me with Andy Rooney?
I'd like to talk to the CEO of Shell Oil, if I could. What a wonderful tournament. What a great day. Great fairways. Great crowds. Great people. What a wonderful class act you are.
You know what Jim said to me the other day?
What did I say?
He was burning me with a cigarette.
I've never done that in my life.
While hitting me and blackening my eyes.
Not true.
He said, "I pray the day the gasoline goes to $5 a gallon, so Shell Oil makes more money, guys."
I should point out to you, Lorraine.
And then he hit me in my uterus, guys.
Now, you know that I've got lots of friends in the big oil industry, and I should say their profits drive the country's economy. I'm not going to back off those conservative views that have carried me to the top of the CBS family. You're not going to sound like some of those whining liberal bellyachers, are you, Lorraine? Or I'll have to lock you in that special safe room again.
Guys, it's Lorraine Nance.
Hello, Lorraine. Lorraine, it's almost time for our dessert course.
Why did you tie my tubes?
We must be going, Mr. President. Queen Elizabeth, Mr. President.
I crave the caress.
Tim and Elizabeth Hasselbeck.
Of Hootie Johnson.
Star Jones.
The man who gives me what I need.
Questionable lover. So nice to see each and every one of you. Dr. Kissinger, always a pleasure. Thanks. We're getting Lorraine out of here right now.
I hate you, Jim.
Let's get her out of here.
I hate you, Jim.
Please don't make me put my hand over your mouth on CBS.
I did it to Brett Musburger.
There's really no need for you to be popping off of the mouth like this, Lorraine.
They didn't call him Jimmy the Greek for nothing.
I will not bring you to the next Super Bowl if you can. To get her out of here, we're going to take her back to the room for electroshock therapy. Say goodnight, Lorraine Nance. Say goodbye to all of our friends, all of our newfound friends. Friends, what a great day here, friends. Wonderful time here. Wonderful time at the White House. Wonderful time in Washington, D.C. And a wonderful time for everyone at CBS Sports.
The Nances.
Please, God, end my life now.
Yes, it's going to be over soon, Lorraine. Let's go up and take a look at our mountain house. Let's go to our mountain retreat in the Carolinas.
Must I watch again the repeat of you calling the 1992 Masters?
Nothing quite like it.
You piece of ass.
A tradition like no other. Or is it a tradition unlike any other?
Someday the Bernie shall become the Burner.
A tradition like no one's ever seen before. A tradition that has never come around the pike.
In your case, that would be something hard.
Now, that's uncalled for. I'll have you know that I have my good times on the road. Phil and I make our own fun. Yes, it's a brief, small, half glass of wine with our steak dinners, then back to the hotel suite for a game of pinochle.
Hey, guys, it's Lorraine. I saw it. It was like that scene in Borat, guys. It was Phil Simms and my husband, Jim Nance, bed together.
Well, I've got my DVD of Brokeback Mountain that Phil and I will watch. You know, he's a cowboy. Phil Simms, cowboy-like, kind of a Texas guy. Mm. My kind of guy, and of course I'm a Texan, too. Houston Texans season ticket holder, although I never get to the games. Just two busy guys,
right.
Way over the line. Now, you'll notice to distract from my embarrassing wife, Lorraine Nance, I will be removing the jacket, then the white tie, and then my tuxedo shirt, showing everybody the Nance nipples. There you are, Mr. and Mrs. President. I'm sorry, Mr. President, Laura, Elizabeth, Tim Hasselbeck, your Royal Majesty, Prince Philip.
You could see mine, but he burned them off. Hey, guys, with a big lighter.
That's a lie, Lorraine Nance. You know that's a lie on CBS.
Poor woman.
Poor put-upon woman.
That's right.
The stress of being married to me. But that's okay. She's going to hang in there. With the right amount of therapy, I know she's going to be just fine. Lorraine Nance is going to hang in there like all great wives. The man behind the woman behind the man.
I just made. Daddy, I just made.
Let's get her out of here. We'll blame it on Dr. Kissinger.
Really, seriously.
What was he doing there? Invite
really?
Guest.
What was he doing there?
Party supporter.
At the head table, though. He's the best they can do.
He's a partisan.
Of course
she loves golf on TV.
The queen?
Yeah. Can't get enough of it.
She enjoys it.
Hey, guys. Okay, well, let's break here. We've not even discussed 24. Something monumental happened to me last night during 24.
Really?
I don't know if it means I'm off the show or what.
Hmm.
I'll just say,
did you fall asleep?
Yeah, you bet your ass I did.
I fall asleep every week during 24.
I have to
watch it the morning after.
It happens sometimes.
I didn't have nothing to drink. I mean, it was just, we were just sitting there.
Well, that's where we part company. I mean, I had 8 drinks before I passed out.
We were just sitting there.
Yeah.
And the guy got shot, the CTU guy got shot. And the next thing I know is Janet said, wow, that was a really good episode.
I fell asleep during House when the lady had the testicles. Oh, yeah. And then I woke up, started to watch 24, fell asleep during that.
Wow. Oh, well, maybe that's just you.
Got to the point where the Chinese guys were going down into the sewer. And I went out.
I always can stay up to watch my favorite TV shows. Always. I'm good at that.
Well, they're boring.
10:30, 11 o'clock at night, but
they're not whole. And then it got good towards the end. Yeah. I mean, I'm kind of interested to see what happens now.
I wouldn't know. I didn't see it.
Oh, you didn't see it at all?
Did
you sleep for the whole thing?
No, I saw it to the point where they raided CTU and the guy got shot.
Milo?
Yeah.
That was a good moment.
And then it was, Sleep City.
I'm trying to even remember what happened after that.
There are some shows, and I think 24 is one of them, where it gets this very low, quiet tone for a while, and that's usually when they lose you, when it gets really quiet, and that's when you tend to fall asleep.
And also I knew right away there'd be no Devane, because his name wasn't there, but Babe in the City was there, so
Cromwell.
So the dad had to be out again, right?
You saw them send the blonde chick into the
her lover's arms, and then he got a little suspicious.
Yeah.
No, it's just that he didn't miss much.
He always outlasts the other ones, doesn't he?
Hey, you know something? No, what? I had a dream last night.
So did I, guys.
Be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
You helped our nation celebrate its bicentennial in 1976. She gave me a look that only a mother could give a child.
He's mentally retarded. Right.
The Don and Mike Show.
How about her, though?
It is the moment to take stock of our present friendship.
Wow.
Rightly taking pleasure from its strength.
Maybe.
While never taking these for granted.
So good.
So good. So hot.
Yeah, baby.
Where's this thing? I'm looking for this thing.
It is the sacred day. The day for Don Geronimo and Michael Mellon.
Uh-oh, Dongo!
Uh-oh. Is everybody happy?
Everybody happy? Let's see what is happening. Nope.
I had my big fingers. I just did that.
Oh, did you just smash something with your fingers?
No, I hit the wrong button and reset the phones. And there we go, back up and running. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, guys, I have a question and a comment. My comment is that I have a feeling that Jack's going to have a decision of whether to kill his father or not in the coming episode. And
brilliant. What, now, that was a brilliant, brilliant observation.
Sure was.
I got news for you. Kill his father now if you had the opportunity to.
Don't
you go be with your lover. Go do him for your country. It's treason. You understand? It's treason.
What else?
But I wanted to ask you. You said that.
Can I ask you a question,
like,
sir?
About,
excuse me, boy.
Hey, boy.
Are you a nerd, boy?
No.
Are you a nerd?
No, sir.
You play Dungeons and Dragons and all those fantasy games? Don't answer until the question's through.
Boy.
What's wrong with you?
I don't know, sir.
All right. I'm done. Y'all go on with your point.
Well, I want to ask Buzz. Buzz, you were even telling Mike about how you think Grissom was going to be the serial killer. I didn't hear what your explanation was.
Bye!
Now you're all over the TV Guide map,
see you
friend.
At the meeting.
Boy likes his TV.
Keep it to one show at a time, please.
Damnation. Damnation.
One show at a time.
That's treason.
Yep, so fell asleep during 24.
Well, wow. Lots went on. A lot happened. Did you know what happened? Do you want to know what happened?
Not really.
All right.
You know,
I mean, I understand why you wouldn't.
I won't tell you. I will not tell you that. I won't ruin it for you. In case you want to go back and watch it on TiVo, the Chinese broke into CTU.
Oh, no, I saw that.
Right.
Because I saw the guy get shot.
When did you drop off?
Right after the guy got shot.
Oh, that's
after
right.
Milo got shot.
You said that already.
Short-term memory loss.
So, well, I got lots on my mind. The lady that I love is cheating on me and on her country.
Right.
She cheated on Noah Daniels. And she cheated on the country.
You're watching her on video now, though.
She's a biatch. Yeah, it's not the same as being there with my hands on that firm, blonde body of hers. And her little push-up bra. Her little tiny padded bra that we only see when she's lying flat on her back.
Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don.
Hey, and Mike. We're all here. Hello.
I'm sorry. Hey, I just wanted to let you know I accidentally listened to Michelle and Chickaway last night. It should be From Hell and Chickaway. And I think I woke up gay.
Why'd you wake up gay?
That's a great endorsement for the show that's on after us.
It's just, I don't know. I'm out.
That's all.
That's all he had to say.
Glorious recommendation. Great radio show made me gay.
I like that.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Sure.
Every night I listen.
Hello.
Uh-oh. Yeah. Tongo.
Uh-oh. Chongo.
Yes, what can we do for you?
Uh-oh. Hi, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, hey, I've called this since I saw it on the first episode, that Jack's nephew is actually his kid.
Oh, no. Come on, get out of here.
Incredible.
You know, last night, the one theory that
dumbass.
I had about 24 was...
We've mentioned that like 8,000 times, right?
Dumbass.
Right. The theory I had about 24 was literally blown away because I thought Milo was the mole in CTU. I thought something was... I thought he was a bad guy, and now he ended up being a hero.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey there, guys.
Hey there, guy.
Guess what?
What?
Your buddy Tom Sizemore in trouble again.
No.
Now, finally, someone who has used the correct term. Tom Sizemore, a buddy, a friend.
Friend of the Don and Mike Show. Yes.
From your favorite affiliate, Bakersfield.
All right. What's Tommy S. up to now?
Well, he got busted for methamphetamines. At the Sheraton Hotel this morning in Bakersfield.
Innocent. Let me just say that. We've known Tom Sizemore a long time.
Yes, he is a SUG, stand-up guy.
And I've stayed at that hotel in Bakersfield. They have methamphetamine in the mini bar. It's no big deal.
Don't they have a floor that's the entire floor is a lab?
He's DDG, drop dead gorgeous. He's HR, Hollywood royalty.
Yes. Wasn't he at the state dinner?
Yeah, he was sitting there with a Nancy.
I'm really, really sorry that PSTS got himself in trouble again.
PSTS.
Porn star Tom Sizemore.
Good movie.
Hey, real good movie.
GPSTS. Great porn star Tom Sizemore.
GPS. Oh, Tom Sizemore. I guess he was carrying some meth.
Yeah.
He and his buddy, Law and Order Bakersfield. You know,
why don't we just make a law right now that just says all of our favorite celebrities, Tom Sizemore, Paris Hilton,
mm-hmm. Al Molinaro.
Who cares?
Right.
Go ahead. Do whatever you want.
You know, the thing I like about Paris Hilton is I think she's...
Everything.
She's handling this with a great deal of dignity.
Oh, no.
It's not like she's showing her emotions at all.
And you know, if you want to win, an appeal where a judge has ordered you to go to jail, you really want to start that campaign on MySpace.
Yeah, exactly.
That's where you want to go.
Judge and you want to say in public that it's a cruel and unwarranted decision. That'll really help your cause. And then you want to go out in public and go to lunch and cry in public to your mommy.
Why not? I think it's a brilliant career move.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's 45 days out of her life. I mean, you know, I'll spend that much time in my life playing Madden,
sure.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
45 days. I mean, it's 45 days out of her life. She comes out, she's reborn. She's new. She's suddenly not stale old Paris Hilton. She's brand new, been in prison, worked over by prison dykes. Yeah.
But somehow, I don't think she wanted to do it. Somehow, based on the video that I've seen, it did not appear that she really was happy with the decision. I don't think this was a career choice on her part.
But I mean, it's a career choice that she's going to have to embrace.
Sure. Well, when she's done, she'll be hotter
like
than she was when she
Queen of Siam when she comes out. She'll be hot as balls.
Yeah, and maybe she'll be a different Paris Hilton. No way.
No, she won't.
Hot as balls and chains.
And how many times do we have to see the inside of the cell? You know, like all the other inmates don't have to deal with that crap. I heard the bad news today, though. I heard the bad news that she is going to be isolated in the celebrity wing of the jail where they put the high-profile people. She will not be mingling with the
general population.
Due to fears for her own safety.
Good close-up last night on Entertainment Tonight of her toilet, though.
Yeah, that
stainless steel toilet.
Those are nice.
I'd like to have one of those.
I bet they're awfully cold in the morning.
They don't have a seat, though, do they? They don't have the regular seat. It's just like a hole.
Right. Exactly.
A hole for a hole.
A hole for a hole.
She looked a little puffy.
Hello, I'm Mike. Show.
She'll lose that way.
Hey, what's up, guys? How are you?
Hey, what's happening?
Nothing. Hey, I got a question for you guys.
Yes,
did you, by any chance, see the fight between Mayweather and De La Hoya?
Well, yeah. I unfortunately watched the fight. I bought it, and I regretted doing it.
You're in dangerous territory of breaking a cardinal rule, but go ahead.
Did you see what he came out in? Mayweather came out in?
Yeah, he came out of sombrero. That's just to work the De La Hoya people. He came out in the Mexican flag, you know, draped in the Mexican flag. That was just a ploy. He's done that before.
Oh, he has done that before.
Yes, he has.
Get out of here.
I just thought he was trying to... I just found that funny because I hear a lot of people are starting to be talking about that discriminating towards the Mexican people, and they didn't like that. And did you see his father? Does he not look like the Predator?
Now that's good.
Yeah, I had a point it. There.
Floyd Mayweather Sr.?
You got us
there. That guy is frightening.
What is there? Is,
Predator.
There was some station in Cleveland, Cincinnati. I don't know.
If it's Cleveland, I bet it rocks.
They call themselves, it's an AM station, mm-hmm. and they call themselves the Big One.
Okay. Really? Uh-huh.
And they have a billboard up that they've had for a long time that says the Big Juan, J-U-A-N.
I see.
And now they've had to take that down.
Because it's controversial?
Because of public pressure.
The Big
Juan.
Yeah.
Says be politically correct.
Robbie, that's exactly what I'm thinking. Mm. When is someone going to take a drive on I-95 South,
soon.
Go down by south of the border, and on those sides that say, Pedro says, drive real fast.
Do you know all the condiments that I put on my sandwich every day now I can order in Spanish? And I do it. I do it every day now. I'm very proud of that.
And you do that not because you like speaking another language. You do that because that's the only way you can communicate with the person behind the counter.
With certain members of the crew, perhaps, but I do it because my love of language.
You're reaching out. Is what
Lechuga? Mm-hmm. Lechuga? Very good, Rob.
You know what I call someone like you?
What?
An enabler.
Why?
Yeah. Because it's America.
I understand.
Go in, speak American.
I'm doing it as a as a learning experience for me, and as my way of saying salute to my compadres on the other side of the sneeze guard.
But you see, he's doing it in a French restaurant. That's why it's ironic.
No, lechuga, tomate, olivas, uh-huh. Those are easy.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
Pepinillos?
Peppers?
No?
No?
Yeah, Mike, that works if...
pickles.
Oh.
That works if you're in Mexico.
Or Spain.
Yes.
I forgot the other. Mustasa. Yeah. You know, Rob, Mr. Brainiac, I really wish you didn't know the answers to all of them.
Well, fun to play.
You knew that. Did you get good grades in Spanish?
I took French.
You took French.
Well, hello. Mustardo is pretty close
to
mustard.
No, it's Mustasa.
And
it's not Mustardo.
And la chucha is pretty close to lettuce when you're saying the ingredients on a sub.
Savoyga.
Savoyga?
Mm-hmm. Savoya. I'm sorry, not Savoyga.
Savoya.
A thick, creamy mayonnaise.
No.
What's that? Rob?
Oh, no.
Onions?
Yeah.
Hey. Yeah. Sal y pimienta.
Salad dressing.
No.
Say again?
Sal y pimienta.
Part of the problem.
No.
Mike O'Mara.
No.
Part of the problem.
Salt and pepper.
Oh.
That's great.
Salt and pepper.
When are you going to be adopting that at your own restaurant?
Too late.
This brand new Spanglish thing.
The food is prepared
in the
kitchen.
I'm not talking about the people you have working there.
Right.
I'm talking about when you start greeting your customers, when they start talking with your servers in their native tongue.
We'll just have to adapt. We'll have to adapt when the situation presents itself. I really work hard trying to get it all just right, But I can't order the whole sandwich. You know what I need to do is I'd like a foot long ham and turkey on white. Now if I say that, that's the part I have to learn. That's the beginning of the order.
And why is it you have to learn that in the country where you're speaking the language of the people who live here?
Because at this particular sandwich shop, I have a very nice relationship with the lady that manages it, and she gets a very big laugh out of the fact that I try to speak Spanish when I'm ordering my sandwich. And then I've gotten it now that I'll get a look from people that speak Spanish that come in there occasionally when they hear me ordering it. And I like that. You know why I like that, Don? Because in my opinion, that's keeping people off balance.
I'm the opposite. Mm-hmm. I go into a place and someone says, hola. Blah, 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 blah. Right away I say, hello. May I have double mint chewing gum?
You wouldn't be able to do that at the gas station where I buy my gum, though, because I believe he's Ethiopian. So that wouldn't work for you.
Same difference.
But if you said, no, it'd be the same thing. You'd be speaking English slowly.
Yes.
There's no need to speak English slowly at my sandwich shop, because they speak English. They take, obviously, many more orders in English than they do in Spanish. But they laugh loudly when I try to, and especially when I screw up.
Like, I understand.
Today I got yellow mustard because I didn't say, and I still am forgetting the way mostaza, oh man, it's not pimiento, it's mostaza picante. Mostaza picante, which is spicy. Which is spicy mustard.
Waxing nostalgic for My America.
Ed Anger. That great column that we used to read, My America by Ed Anger.
The America of my youth.
Mm-hmm.
You'd walk in and Mr. Skippy's behind the counter.
Right.
Hi, Billy. Mm-hmm. What would you like on your submarine sandwich today? I tell you what, Mr. Billy, I'd like roast beef, and I'd like tomato, and I'd like mayonnaise.
Mayonnaise.
I'd like it all in English.
Mayonesa is the Spanish. That's very, it's almost identical. Mayonesa.
Why?
As opposed to mostaza picante.
Why? This is a theory around, we've had a discussion a million times.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Why are we learning other people's languages? Why aren't they learning ours?
I'm not required to. I'm doing it by choice.
That's why I said you're an enabler.
I'm doing it by choice. Perhaps I am, but it gives me a great deal of pleasure. I like that.
Be an American.
I like giving pleasure.
Be an American.
I am an American through and through. I bleed red, white, and blue. You know that, just like you.
I want you to be happy like me when we hit that $4 mark for a gallon of gas.
Oh, and it's getting there. It's getting there like every day now.
That happy day is coming very soon.
That's when you're going to play that song out your window, Happy Days are Here Again.
You bet.
We're getting close.
Very close. Hola, Don and Mike Show.
How you doing?
Hola.
¿Cómo está?
Hola.
¿Cómo está usted?
Muy bien, gracias.
Right, eat one. What's happening?
I was just driving up here in Baltimore, listening to my favorite people.
Yeah. Can I tell you this really quickly, what happened to me last night?
You got 1 minute before Bobby Bacala.
Road rage, a little road rage moment.
Yes, sir.
I'm driving along. A guy just is driving like a maniac. He's got the little spoiler in back, and he rolls up next to me, and I think I looked back, and I went, a-hole. Like that. I didn't know whether he saw me, so he comes roaring up, and I'm ready for the altercation just to give him a dirty look, but I'm going to downplay it because, you know, you don't want the real, too much crap has been happening lately. So I just want to look at the guy, and I look over, and he looks at me, and he points to the radio, and he goes, big thumbs up, big thumbs up, and he gives me this kind of sign, you know, you get
rock
that, and
then like you rock.
And so I'm immediately a little embarrassed that this is the guy that I was, like, you know, verbally accosting on the road, and then 2 seconds later, he comes up, and he's taking the time. I pass him on the left, and he's taking the time, I don't know where he got it, like on the back of an envelope, he holds up, Radio God, big toothy grin on his face. I'm like, okay, go kill somebody else. Adios, mi amigo. Muy bien. Mostaza picante.
Making friends.
Yeah. It just goes to show you always have to be careful.
That's right.
You never know who you're yelling at.
Dog my cat. When we come back, Bobby Bacala.
Ooh, goody.
From The Sopranos. What's his real name?
Steven Sharif.
That's him. We'll talk to him in a moment.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
I'm too big for my six boardwalk. I own it.
You guys under it.
I roll again. Okay. Second prize in a beauty contest. Collect $10. Go ahead. Make your stupid joke.
I got nothing to say.
I think I'll buy a railroad.
A German shepherd shaved one first try.
Oh. What about my wife?
You married her.
This is my home. I'm not talking like that.
It's okay, Bob.
Stay out of this. Sopranos. You go too far.
All right. You know, Jan, he's right. I'm sorry. I crossed the line. I apologize. Won't happen again.
The Don and Mike Show.
You know about that. You go too far.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to
you. You know.
You know.
What time? The Sun likes them. Don and Mike.
Okay, as The Sopranos winds down, important to note, we're not Johnny to jump on the Sopranos bandwagon like last year, guys.
No.
We liked it since the first time we saw it.
From the very beginning.
And now as the show is beginning to peter out and end and leave us forever, let's welcome the guy who has won our hearts for many years as Bobby Bacala.
Yeah.
Steve Sciarippa. Hey, Steve.
What's happening, guys?
Dude. How you doing, Steve?
How are you? What's happening?
You're a monster on that show. We love you on The Sopranos.
Thank you. You doing all right?
We're doing great, and you know, you've been there for almost the whole run. Have you been there for the whole run?
No, I came in the second episode of the second season.
Okay. You managed to hang around this long. You went from being a guy that was one of the background guys to slowly, as Bobby's career did, moving your way up the ladder. Did you think when you got in on the second episode that you'd be here, still alive with four episodes?
No, absolutely not. I mean, I had no idea. I mean, I came in, I just, you know, was a day, you know, kind of a day player. You know, they just hire you show to show.
Right.
I did six shows in the first season, and then, you know, they made me a regular cast member. I moved back to New York and got lucky, you know, because there's a lot of good guys got killed off. And you're always in danger. You know, this ain't Friends, you know, like where everyone's around all week, you know what I'm saying? I mean, so you're always in danger. The more they give you to do, the more, the better shot you got to get killed.
Yeah, and I would always wonder that on the show, you know, it's not like a principal character gets killed every single episode, but I would always think that there would be the same kind of tension, almost like living that life, where you really never know. And when somebody is going to get bumped off on that show, you don't get a lot of lead time, right?
You know, the thing is that you know, look, I was afraid to sign a 2-year lease on an apartment, man. You don't know what the hell's going to happen, you know. You know, it always seems to leak out, though. You know, it's secretive, but it kind of leaks out. Like, you know, the guy in the office is always the last to know he's getting fired. Everybody knows, you know what I mean? You know, and a lot of guys have gone, and I assume there'll be more coming. I don't quite know, but there's been a lot of people come and going over the years, you know?
Well, see,
a lot of people are sad. When David Chase calls you, that's not a good call.
What do you think, Steve, as the show winds down, there are rabid fans like ourselves who are now hanging on the last nine and don't even get us going on how we hate waiting for the new episodes to come out. But have you heard from people that it seems that there are spurts where it's like in these last nine, like the one where you got in the fight with Tony. Oh, my God. That was, like, worth waiting a year for that episode.
That's the best episode so far this year.
And then, please don't take offense at this. We're fans. You get the one last week, and we get, like, half hour of AJ crying.
Listen. All I can tell you is this. Look, some people like the killing, some people like action, some people like Melfi with Tony. Everyone has their favorite parts. Some people like the guys. All I can tell you, one other show, and there's none, that people talk about every Monday and continue to all week. It is under a microscope.
I agree. That's why I was asking, what is your take?
You know what I think? Look, I think it's a terrific show. Do I like some episodes more than others? Of course I do. You know, sometimes things move a little quicker, sometimes things move a little slower. There's a lot of deep stuff in there. It's a very smart show. I think you got to look at the big picture, man. I can't wait. I haven't seen the last four.
See, the thing is, I'm a true fan of the show, not busting your balls. It's like, and you're right, there has always been times when the script goes one way.
Last year, after that big break, after the big long break, you know, we had whatever it was, 21 months off. Last year, I some people got annoyed with the veto situation, you know, and that didn't seem to bode well with a lot of people.
Oh, we loved it. You mean Vito going gay?
Yeah.
Oh, that was beautiful.
A lot of people didn't dig that storyline, you know what I mean? And some people don't like the dream sequences, some do. So, you know, I don't know. I mean, I think it's really smart and really a really good show, and it's a really smart show. There's my dogs barking.
Agreed. What I was going to ask you, and I'm not being confrontational, was as a fan, you mentioned the fact that one great thing about the show is that characters come and characters go. Now that it's ending, my worry as an uber fan of the show is that there are going to be so many things that are left unexplained. Do you guys as a cast ever talk about that? Like, hey, whatever happened to that one guy that went off into the woods?
Well, I mean, that's the big question everyone wants to know, but I think that's part of David Chase's thing, you know? He doesn't wrap everything up. That's what makes the whole show different. You watch Law & Order, great show, don't get me wrong. You know by the end of the show, they're going to arrest the guy, and they're going to get him, and that's going to be it.
You know, I was reading an article about...
Good point. Thank you for listening to that, Stephen. Don't think we're not fans.
No. I hear you. Look, I hear it all the time. I mean, you know, I understand what you're saying, but what I just think is It's great stuff. You know, and you know what? He's probably not going to wrap everything up. I don't know if you're going to find out who raped Melfi and where's the Russian and what happened to this. He picks up storylines. He drops storylines. He takes you for a wild ride. You know what I mean?
How great is it for you then, Steve, that when you have all of these things going and may or may not be in the last couple of episodes, definitely people are going to remember from the last batch of episodes when your guy, when Bobby Bacala, finally got in a fight with Tony and got Tony to back down.
Well, absolutely. I mean,
that's great for you.
As far as that, it was fantastic for me. Well, one, fantastic for the character. It was fun. It was great work. I mean, the writing was incredible. Two, for David to have the confidence in me and give me that big an episode for the first one of the last nine was
great.
Incredible. And forever, we're going to remember when Bobby, you know, beat Tony's ass.
Yeah. You know, I read an article. There's so much written about The Sopranos. One of the things I was reading is that a lot of the members of the cast are kind of melancholy, kind of bummed out about this thing. Tony, it comes in there. James Gandolfini, not all that much. He feels like he's done as much as he can do with the character. And then someone else, I'm not sure which character, said this, that there are a lot of people that have been in this show that will probably never act again. And I would imagine that it's got to be kind of a pretty overwhelmingly depressing feeling to be on that set. I'm not sure who said that because I don't want to get them rubbed out. I really don't want to get them rubbed out.
I mean, first of all, I don't know if that's true.
Mm-hmm.
I really don't. I mean, there's some guys that never acted before.
Right.
And then, you know, Tony did all he could do with the character. I think the rest of us would love to continue to do the show. It's been an incredible 8-year run. I mean, just incredible, all the things that you got to do as an actor and you know, on and off camera. And you know, I got the books out and I've got all other kind of deals. I have a development deal now with Nickelodeon. I had one with Touchstone. I had one with Fox. So I've been given opportunities and will continue to get more.
Well, good for you.
Whether guys are going to act, you know, some people never chose to do anything else but The Sopranos along the way.
Right.
And that's, some people like to work. Me, I like to work always. I'm working constantly. I have my show on Spike on Monday nights at 9 o'clock for 2.5 years. I mean, I do my stuff for Leno. I've had written 5 books.
There are a lot of people that actually, I mean, America's got quite an appetite for this kind of content, for this subject matter. And I would think that there got to be a lot of people coming at all of you guys saying, we want to keep this type of a show.
Well, some stuff is good. Some stuff is crap. You know,
right.
You can't do Celebrity Fit Club. You can't do Surreal Life. You're going to throw in the towel. You know
right.
what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I mean, that's all it's going to be doing.
But you mentioned, like, some of the other characters. Could you ever picture, not that it would be in this context, but, like, you know, the Bacalas. I mean, not that it would be
a... Well, you know, let me tell you something. David Chase once brought it to HBO to do a spinoff called The Bacaleries with me and Janice as a half-hour sitcom.
Huh?
Wow.
Which I think would be hilarious.
Cool. That would be his. Are you thinking seriously about
well,
it?
Well, that was David. That's up to him.
Right.
He had mentioned it in an article, and then I asked him about it. This was a couple of years ago. I don't think that's going to happen now, but he had mentioned that, which I think would be really funny because the characters are so, you know, the way they are. But, I mean, you look, you know, people go, well, you're going to be typecast. Well, you know what? If that's the case, then so be it. I mean, you know, why?
Yeah,
kidding me? This is an 8-year run. I mean, look, what am I going to play? An English professor? What are we kidding?
What a great attitude you have. No kidding.
I mean, you know, and I do other stuff. That's why I do the hosting stuff. And, you know, I did a talk show pilot for Fox. I like doing other things, you know. I don't know what's going to happen. I don't think I'm going to be a star of film. I mean, I don't think I'm going to open a movie. It's going to be a Steve Schiffer movie. I don't think that's going to happen. I'm a realist. But I will continue to work. I have turned some stuff down. And that's just crap. That's not worth doing, you know.
Well, now, isn't that a nice place to be in? Because maybe 8 years ago you wouldn't have turned down that.
Well, you're probably right. 8 years ago you don't turn down anything. You know, you're just working and chugging along. You know what I mean? I've been lucky enough. We've made some dough. We've done a lot of stuff. So,
you know, your fight scene with Tony at the beginning, one of the most credible fight scenes I've ever seen.
Yeah,
on
thanks.
Film.
And not to drop names, but I was at a party, and I'm really not a name dropper, but Springsteen came up to me a couple of weeks ago and said, that was the most realistic TV fight I've ever seen.
And it was so much so that my question to you would be, Did either one of you guys get a little banged up doing that?
Well, Jim got there. When I headbutted him, that was really a headbutt.
Oh,
by accident. Oh. You know, and it was terrible, and he kind of went one way, and I went the other, and I, you know, was supposed to headbutt him, and I hit him, and he went down, man. Oh. He went down, and it was, you could hear it. It was like, whoa. And then I got afraid that he was going to get up and beat me up for real. We're pretty good friends. So, you know, what we said to each other was, look, let's try to make this as real as possible. We had stuntmen there, and we, they choreographed it. But we said, let's go as long as we can. You know, we're not in great shape, you know. So we said, let's go as hard as we can, as long as we can, and make this look real. And you know, he was choking me, and I was pulling his hair. And I think, you know, it's disturbing. When I saw it at Radio City for the first time, it disturbed me.
Yeah, that's good.
You know what else is great about that? I'm sure you've heard this before, maybe like hearing it from a layperson, is the fact that even that episode had so many levels that Bobby finally gets back at Tony and finally beats the crap out of him. Tony admits, you beat me up, I was wrong. Then the next day, Carm gives Janice a little attitude.
Oh, it's just amazing.
And there's a subconscious thing with Tony going, have you ever killed anybody? And then Bobby, you got to go kill a guy. And all of that is in 1 hour of TV.
Hey, you know, that first episode, I mean, it looked like a film. It was,
right, yeah,
you know, like a movie. It was shot beautiful. I mean, it was in a lake upstate New York. And, I mean, it really was incredible, man. These writers and David are really smart, and it's really incredible. And this past Sunday, Michael Imperioli's work was fantastic. I mean, this guy's one of the best actors in the country, underrated actor in the whole country.
Chrissy, do you mind if we hear your fight scene? Can we play it for you?
Go ahead.
Okay. The greatest fight.
Because you really can hear. The audio is so good on this, you can really hear just how intense this was.
This is Tony fighting Bobby.
Under the boardwalk, witty and change my house. Under the...
Wow.
Stop! Yeah.
Bobby!
Not open.
Okay.
Oh, my shoulder is killing me. Is he all right?
Hold it, everybody. Look, Tom. I'm really sorry.
Bobby, just shut up. Let's all just go to bed. What the f*** are you thinking?
But my wife, he insulted you.
I'm a big girl. I can take care of myself. Oh, God, he is head of the family. Do you think he's just going to wake up tomorrow and forget about this?
Brilliant. I am not kidding.
Pretty good job by your audio engineers there, too, you know.
Brilliant. Mean, really, really good work by you.
You felt it. Thank I mean, you really did. It felt like I was witnessing a real fight. It was really, really terrific.
And when I was screaming, somebody should have turned around and cracked Janet.
And, you know, also, one of the little things, like at the beginning of that, when you guys are in the scene, your characters are listening to the music. When the fight starts, it's that do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do- violent that's going to happen, but we're going to play happy music.
Twisted, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you know, the music is very much a part of the show that's picked out by David and Martin Bruce Lee. It's really good stuff, man. Okay. You know, and we shot it last year. And I'll tell you another thing. We shot 2 weeks upstate New York. And we shot the scene. And we was going to do the fight scene, but Jim, you know, getting the Feeney hat, his knees were bad, and he had gotten operated on him. So we didn't shoot the fight until January. We shot the original in July. They rebuilt the entire cabin to a T on the soundstage. And we shot that fight on a soundstage in January, six months later.
Incredible. Last thing I wanted to ask you about your show, and then we'd talk about your book. Do you get to read pieces of scripts that you're not in, or are you totally kept in the dark?
Well, it used to be where all the regulars got the whole script, whether you were in the show or not. That's how it used to be. Then, I guess last season and this season, it came down to you just got your stuff. your sides and your stuff.
Wow.
But, like in the first, obviously the first episode I had so much, so I had the entire script. But, you do go to a read-through. So even though you just have your sides, you go to a read-through, and who's ever in the show, whether you have one line or 20 lines, you go, you're handed a script, you sit around a big table, you introduce yourself, there's guys that have one line, or guys that are regulars, whatever, and you read it from no interruptions, from front to back. And then you turn the script back in, and then you get the hell out of there.
Pretty great. Well, you should know that the whole time that show's been on the air, everybody talks about must-see TV.
Mm-hmm.
It's really good stuff. It's really smart stuff.
And it's Seinfeld. You're talking about a nation of people that would come home and pay to watch this show on their TV sets. Pretty great. And you're great. Steve, your book, The Goomba Diet, is out in paperback now.
The Goomba Diet book. Well, this is my third of the Goomba series. It's kind of like the Harry Potter of Goomba. And the first two were bestsellers. And it's a joke book. And on The Goomba Diet, if you feel like you're putting on a few pounds, you find fatter guys to hang out with. If you need to be motivated to run, you don't pay your bookie for 3 weeks. You don't want to touch your toes, you have somebody touch your toes for you. So it's a joke book, and it's all things that I think are important in life, which are family and friends and food and wine and just enjoying yourself.
Speaking of food, I got to ask you, is there a particular recipe that is, your number one? I mean, is there something you like to eat more than anything else?
You know, there's nothing better to me than a really good meatball.
They're
hard to find. Because, you get your mother's meatball, your grandmother's meatballs. And in a restaurant, they don't make them that fresh, only certain places. So a meatball, you can tell a really good place, good meatballs.
Good meatballs.
Steve, you're a good guy and so down to earth. Even when you describe your book as a joke book, I mean, that's cool. We wish you nothing but luck.
Thank you very much.
Great on The Sopranos. Sir. Steve Shapiro, thank you for being on
Thanks.
The show.
Good talking to you.
It was a pleasure.
Enjoy the rest of the season.
Thanks a lot, Steve. Thanks for being on the show.
Thank you, dude.
Bye-bye.
See you.
Bye-bye.
He sounds like it, doesn't he? Even when you talk to those guys. Come on. What do you mean? Who said that?
Who said
that about someone who might not act again, huh?
This is Soprano, boy.
Yeah, boy.
Oh,
you Sopranos, you go too far.
My sister, she has problems in the court.
Is that a good lawyer? Makes all the difference.
The older husband, he wants to take that child they have together to Winnipeg because he's some drummer over there. Can you believe this?
She never see her son.
Oh, this is where Tony tells Bobby that he's got to kill that guy.
And Bobby doesn't want to do that.
Separate a child from his mother? I mean, what kind of person is this?
I would give anything to be, débarrassé of the to have him gone from her life.
Let's stop talking, bon ami.
I'm really serious.
I'll tell you what. You knock your price down to $35,000 a day, and we'll see what we can do about making your sister's custody problem go away. Then I'm not talking about a lawyer either.
Now, who does this? You pay to some drug addict?
No. Somebody reliable. If I wish the power.
We gotta talk.
He'll take care of this, right?
Sure.
He had one line of that entire scene.
Sure. Okay, Tone.
Sure, Tone.
I'm going up there to do it. Yes, sir.
And he does it. And even the French-Canadian accents. I mean, there's a lot of detail on that show. They do a really nice job. I hope we get more like that first episode before the season's over. I really do.
Yeah, I think that he probably was telling the truth, though. I mean, of course he was. That they will just, for people like us with the loose ends.
They're going to be a million loose
they're
ends.
They're not going to be taken care of.
Yeah, something, they'll have the climactic scene, but I think it's going to be a lot of stuff that, will just die with the show.
Steve Shapiro, The Goomba Diet. It's out in paperback. Amazon.com. We'll have a link on our website, Don, and MikeWebsite.com. Very good, John. You may take the rest of the day off.
Thank you.
Okay. He's out of
Rob?
Yes?
You have the helm.
Oh, good.
The bridge.
Now the show will get good. Yeah.
Spiewak to the bridge.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Spider-Man. He can talk to fish underwater. When he turns green, he grows in size. His clothes rip off from kryptonite. Look out. Here comes the Spider-Man.
Right, love him.
He's my favorite member of the Fantastic Four. His utility belt is really cool. His airplane is invisible. Spinach makes him super strong. Shazam! There goes the Spider-Man.
The Don and Mike Show.
Did you hear I finally graduated?
Yeah, just a shade under a decade, too. All right.
You know, a lot of people go to college for 7 years.
I know. They're called doctors.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
I don't like you. Probably never will. You're a spunk, unhappy little man, and you treat people like they were idiots.
Lady, I don't give a diddly what they call me.
I'm mocking you, dork.
Is everybody happy?
Uh-oh, Dongo!
What glorious goon.
Just drink the juice they give you.
Yep.
The Don and Mike Show.
What glorious goon.
That's good, right?
Oh, no.
Yeah, drink it. Drink it, Howard. Merrill, I'm sorry, Merrill. He called by his first name
or his second name. Merrill Howard Kalin. MHK.
Drink it, Howie.
Howie Kalin.
Howie, hey, boy.
Hey, it's the Howie Kalin Show.
Hey, boy.
I always liked Howard. always liked the show, liked the cooking, liked putting the apples in the jello.
Michael!
Yes, I'm here.
How low can radio go?
Oh.
I'm glad that this is not about...
I have an answer for you.
Yes?
There's no depth that they can't plunge to.
This is not about the current state of what you can or cannot say on the radio.
Mm-hmm.
This is about whoring like I've never heard radio whored before.
Right.
The news station here in D.C.
Yes. I know what you're going to talk about.
We fought with this guy for a while, the news director there, Jim Fartley. Big guy wanted to fight about ratings, and, you know, I mean, we took him on. And anyway, long story, the guy is a shameless self-promoter.
Oh, you bet he is.
Who loves going in industry trade magazines to explain how he's reinvented the wheel by giving traffic and weather on the 8th like every goddamn other news station in America does.
It's a news station. It's like a million other news stations. They read the news. Period. End of story. All right? Forget about it.
I mean, as we've stated before, the best thing that ever happened to this guy was 9/11 because people became more involved in what's going on in the world, and suddenly the ratings for the station shot up. And now they boast about how much money they make in the industry, how much money the station bills. And they talk about their influence and their power in the radio business.
Right.
And part of the jive shtick from this news station is that whenever they do one of their updates, they say it's from the glass enclosed nerve center.
Uh-huh.
Which
is BS,
which
because
is jive to begin
it's
with.
It's a studio.
Yeah.
And studios have glass. We sit here on another side, a huge piece of glass with Buzz on the other side of it. All radio studios have big pieces of glass. They are glass enclosed.
However, now what the news station has done, because they want you to know that they're all about credibility.
Mm-hmm.
They're not about a quick buck. Right. They've actually sold the naming rights to their studio to a pizza chain.
Which really adds credibility to any newscast you're listening to.
From the Lido Pizza Glass Enclosed Nerve Center, this is the most listened to radio station in the region, WTOP Radio.
Oh, my. And, you know, really, if you want to get credibility, name it after a pizza.
Right.
That's the way to do it.
I don't mind running a thing saying they're the most listened to station or giving their call letters. I just want you to know that when you're listening to the news, remember, you're listening from the pizza center.
Maybe they can find sponsors for everything they do, like when they have breaking news. Maybe they can have breaking news brought to you by a beer. Breaking news.
20 troops dead in Iraq.
Right.
How about some pizza?
From the Lido Pizza Glass Enclosed Nerve Center, this is the most listened to radio station in the region.
This is Olive Garden breaking news. And it just, it sticks out like such a sore thumb. It's amazing to hear it.
Let's go to the Red Lobster Weather Center. I mean, really, how desperate are you for a dollar?
Right.
And shame on you, Lido Pizza. I like Lido Pizza.
Mm-hmm. Preparation H traffic.
That is a good pizzeria that is, I think, born here in the Washington, D.C. area.
College Park.
I mean, who the hell buys naming rights in this day and age for a studio?
They're trying to sell everything they can This is the same philosophy used by football stadiums all over America.
Mike, I know that,
but there's something about a news station. First of all, you take the one BS.
From the Lido Pizza Glass and Close Nerve Center, this is the most listened to radio station in the region, WTOP Radio.
You take the first BS, the glass enclosed nerve center. Then you take the second, you put a pizza on top of it. It just doesn't sound right.
From the Lido Pizza glass enclosed nerve center, this is the most listened to.
Because you know, when the S hits the fan, you want to turn to the station that's broadcasting from a pizza box.
Yes, exactly. From a pizzeria. A pizzeria.
Wow.
That's the way they do it.
Why don't you talk about credibility now? Why don't you give another one of your stupid online Radio Inc. interviews about how brilliant you are, Fartley?
We get you the news first because we named our nerve center after a pizza parlor.
But I got to say, and you take the prize because just the other day off the air, I was bemoaning with my buddies the fact that on our station, on WJFK FM, I don't know if you've heard this or not, Mike, sponsoring the time,
and that they're stealing that from television stations, which have been doing it for a while now.
No, I got to be honest. TV stations stole it from radio stations.
Was it done on radio years
radio
ago?
Radio was around before TV, and right. It was, you know, the current time and temperature brought to you by.
Time and temperature brought to you by.
And now on our station, they're doing that.
Really?
And I thought that was cheap, but we don't have any credibility. We're WJFK.
No problem. From the Lido Pizza Glass and Closed Nerve Center, this is the most listened to.
You know what it tells me? All great ideas, we have to steal it, and we have to name our building. We have to name our building. From the Don and Mike House, HAUS umlaut, we have to have somebody name it. You know?
Jesus Christ, how cheesy is that? No pun intended. You know, I'm funny, I didn't know it, okay?
The cheesiest, Don. From the good guy strip joint, Don and Mike House. Many, many opportunities are kind of sponsors.
So the Durex Newsroom.
Now, yeah, of course.
Now, if they're bringing bad news, does that mean I can hold Lido Pizza accountable?
Yes.
Right? Like, yes. If I hear a story like about...
If there is any kind of major disaster...
Something awful like what happened in Kansas?
Yeah, something major, a major disaster, you get half off your next buy. That's the way it works.
That's nice.
That's always the way
that
it works.
That is nice.
And Buzz, you've got an enormous potential over there from news from Cialis.
There's a lot we could sponsor
here. Levitra, Viagra.
How do you think all those douchebags over there feel, all those people that are so...
high and mighty.
Self-important.
Yeah, the guys that think they're really a news operation. That they're
like Ira Melman, who used to be the morning newsman on Oldies 100 until they canned his ass. Or young Dave Brown, who used to be a rock DJ until... he got canned, or Sean Hall, who was a gun collector and a Berlinetta owner.
Until
he got his job there.
I've seen pictures of Ira Melman and Sean Hall, and I think they've got to be thrilled with the sponsor.
I'm sure they're very excited. As a matter of fact, remember,
I'm sure they get free pizza.
Sean was the best man at Ira's wedding.
I can hear the powers that be over at that radio station going, boy, this is not only going to be a money-making opportunity for the station, but all of those anchors that we will be able to be paying in food.
That's right.
It'll be perfect. Are you telling me instead of a pizza, I'm going to have to get a paycheck? I'll take
the
pizza.
Pizza Glass and Closed Nerve Center. This is the most...
Listen, you want to wear yourself out, that's fine. Mm-hmm. Do not hold yourself up as being a bastion of journalistic integrity when you have your studio... a studio sponsored by a pizza box company.
Well, this is the same station that used to...
I know they make pizzas that go in the boxes.
they used to do the same thing with the phones. You know, they used to... They'd mention the carrier. At least they knew... You knew they were getting their phones for free.
Everybody did that, though.
Right.
That's like...
I know what I'm saying, but I mean, it's kind of a similar type of thing.
Sense. Yes, it is, but they've taken it to...
It's pizza!
And the thing is...
Even if they got another sponsor for it, it would be a different story.
You would expect it if it was our station.
Right.
You would expect if it was the station that plays the same 10 Michael Bolton records.
Well, you can
day.
Name our studios after pizza, but we're not, passing ourselves off as this authoritative news. You know, they use these words, the authority, credibility, you know, we're the number one, you know, they're all about this authoritative presentation, and then you throw pizza on top of it.
You know why? Because it's about money. It's
yes,
not
it
about
is.
Bringing you news. It's not about bringing you traffic. It's about getting you to listen to the commercials, and if they can't find enough ways to just play commercials, they'll just start naming their studios.
Listen to radio station in the region.
Oh, please.
You'll hear a lot
here
of it.
Here it is.
From the Lido Pizza Glass and Closed Nerve Center.
And now it's time for our news update. And do you want extra cheese with that?
News by the slice.
Yes.
Let's go to the Peter Pan Pizza Traffic Center. Really?
Here we go right now. Now it's time for our market watch. Yes, we're going to take a look at our stock markets today, brought to you by Marshmallow Fluff. Actually, if you say brought to you by, as long as you don't, the naming thing is just, and even if they had used...
In the Tampax Glass Enclosed Nerve Center.
Why didn't they say IBM, or why didn't they get a telecommunications company? No, they got pizza.
Pizza.
They got the pizza.
Brilliant. You know what that...
Brilliant!
That spells credibility.
Mm-hmm.
That tells me, when I gotta know what's happening, I'm gonna think, do I want to listen to the station that's just giving me news? Do I want to listen to the station that's giving me news? From a pizza box.
From the Lido Pizza Glass Enclosed Nerve Center, I'm Ira Bellman, sitting atop the Preparation H news stool.
What is next?
From my donut.
What is next?
Dunkin' Donuts.
Sure, anything.
More self-congratulatory promos on how many people listen.
Mm-hmm.
Keep running that. And, yeah. And keep sponsoring stuff.
Sure. And then whenever they get a real problem or a real news story, it's that's when it's fun to listen to their credibility.
See, when they're like, heavy. Yeah, the difference is, as you mentioned, stadiums can do this.
Makes sense.
Because you have corporations that pay millions of dollars.
And it's football, it's fun, it's pizza, it's crazy, hot dogs, right? You know, hey, what the heck? But yeah. When you're delivering the news.
Mm. I mean, and yet, right, conversely, you wouldn't see, I'm Brian Williams. Welcome to NBC Nightly News. We're coming to you tonight from our Pizza Hut studios. Wouldn't you laugh at that?
Only if Brian Williams had like a little tomato sauce on his chin when he started delivering the news. But I heard that, and it's, you know, really, and you think this is the first time they've done it. And since they're doing this for the first time, you would think that they would get at least, but you know, they're probably getting somebody that went for it. You know, they probably didn't have a long list of people waiting to get the nerve center. You know, because really...
Lido Pizza was waiting for the right moment with the right exposure.
Hey, that's a great idea. Put it a name right on there. That's a good you name of this place, eh? I want to name of the whole place where you do the noose. That's a good thing, eh? Oh, just don't poop on the lawn.
So you think Fartley runs back to his masters and says, hello, Salt Lake City? Because that's where Bonneville, their home company, is located.
Right.
Fartley in D.C., I have got an idea that will revolutionize our news talk stations. Do you have pizza locations in all of your markets? Yes, we do, Jim. Where is this going? Listen to this!
This is the most listened to...
Listen to this!
From the Lido Pizza Glass Enclosed Nerve Center, this is the most...
Is that brilliant? They pay us $5 every time we say it.
Remember when I called the studio the Glass Enclosed Nerve Center, even though it was four walls and the room smelled like ass? I've come up with another brilliant idea.
$5 a time minus six times an hour, $30 a day. You do the math.
And I'm keeping the employees happy by furnishing them with free pie. Free pizza pie each and every day.
And, of course, I'm still posturing my position in the industry as being a news talk leader, not simply a man who's named a studio after a pizza chain. A news studio.
Do you think this will get me another article in a trade publication talking about how incredibly brilliant I am?
Yeah.
Yeah, do it after pizza.
Another revenue stream. Mm. I've got a revenue stream for you. It's called Tinkle the Musical.
Hey, and then, you know, that's moving along quite nicely. It really is. If we can just get a corporate sponsor, maybe a pizza chain.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike, how are you today?
Hey, what's happening?
Hey, does this mean we get the Michelle Hughes Massengill traffic report?
Yeah, we can do it. I mean, I think there's possibilities there. There really are.
Hey, hello, Don and Mike Show.
Gentlemen.
Yeah, but you know, the point is, you expect it from CBS.
Mm-hmm.
You expect it from a crap format like this, because it's a crap format.
Mm-hmm.
We're crap disc jockeys.
They can whore us out.
Yes.
It's not gonna, we're not, you know, preaching credibility here.
We're not coming to you saying, you know, when stuff happens, turn the dial here, or mm-hmm. you're gonna miss out.
No, that's right. That. Although, I should say that, you know, statistically speaking, when there have been major weather systems, your forecasts have been more accurate than many meteorologists around town.
And, Mike, that's why I'm working on a deal. That's smart.
That's right. And, you know, I think that occasionally we talk some very good sports here, and we give scores sometimes. During the football season, we'll talk about scores, and we're working on a sponsorship with Meow Mix for that. I think it'll be wonderful.
From
the Lido Pizza Glass and Close Center. This is
That's funny, Alex.
From the Lido Pizza Glass and Close Center. This is the radio station of the region. WTOP.
On the radio station that says you want your news with extra sauce.
Christ.
Extra sauce.
Mm-hmm. Hey, finally, the word is credibility. Mm-hmm. You know what it is, my friend? You got none of it.
Oh, of course not.
You've got none of it. Congratulations.
We've known that for years.
Congratulations. You're on top. You're on top of the ratings ladder right now.
Right.
Congratulations. This is the first step towards totally intimidating the and blowing away the audience that you've brainwashed ever since 9/11.
This is a manager getting happy. This is a manager getting happy, mm-hmm. and no good can come of that. They are to be miserable forever and always unhappy.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello.
Hello. Poor radio.
Hey, man. Have you noticed that every person on WTOP, every announcer has a speech impediment?
I didn't want to get, you know, I really didn't want to get into the actors, but man, oh man, really?
I'm Neil Augenstein.
From the Lido Pizza Glass and Closed Nerve Center.
Now, come on, that's not fair. I think everyone knows that that guy is retarded.
No, he's a college graduate.
No, he's not.
Oh, he graduated from American University, so the possibility
is still there.
God damn, everybody I graduated is working in the business.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Oh, hold on. Retarded reminds me.
Oh, hi there.
Hi there.
He's mentally retarded.
I got to bring in the American chopper where they are finishing up the bike for NASA. For NASA.
Okay.
For
NASA. Or as our president would say, NASA.
Right. I had just gotten done watching one where they made a bike for charity.
Right.
For kids.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they were kids with learning disabilities.
Okay.
Anyway, in the very next episode where they're making a bike on American Chopper for NASA, at one point, Paul Sr. says to Mikey, he wants him to weld something, and he says, oh, that's a great job. It's like hiring a handicap. And then 2 seconds later, he goes, God, you're a retard.
Mikey?
Yeah.
Talking about Mikey?
Yeah, it's Paul Sr. saying it to Mikey.
Yeah, did you see the one they were making the bike for PB Guitars?
Yes.
Did you see that one?
Yes,
Mikey was into that.
Yeah.
Oh, Mikey's a little rock and roller. That's what he likes. He enjoys that. He got all excited.
I just love the fact that 1 week earlier it had been, and you know, when we came and we met these kids with learning disabilities, we really found out a lot. Yeah. They had a lot to learn. And meanwhile, the next week they're back at the shop. They're like, hey, hire the handicap. What are you, retarded?
And Paul Sr. Looked in that PV episode, like the old mustache getting a little shaggy. Mm. You know, he gets those hairs. Have you ever looked really closely on high def at those mustache hairs? He's got a couple that look like they're going down to his shoulder.
But have you? Those guys are sitting on a pile of money.
Oh, my God.
I mean,
they don't build bikes for any average schmo anymore. It is all corporate now.
Although they do have a shop down in Florida.
Yeah.
And they got the shop in New Jersey where you can actually go in and buy a bike. But I'm talking about, like, I was in Sunoco, and there are big pictures of them everywhere. And a Sunoco doesn't sell motorcycles. It just says the guys from American Chopper use the gasoline.
Yeah, absolutely.
So it's their pictures.
Well, their whole thing is corporate now. If you're going to buy, I've heard now, if you want them to build the bike in that shop, that it's going to approach, six figures to do a bike. Remember when he was on the show and he said you can get a bike done for 30 grand?
Yeah.
I think that is the bottom, absolute bottom
line.
That's
like a beginner bike.
That's a beginner bike, but if they're really going to go to town on that, that's why you see, didn't they do one for Hewlett-Packard? Wasn't that one that
yeah,
they were doing?
That's
it's
right.
All big corporations now.
And about the NASA one, which was a rerun, and I know you've probably seen that one.
I didn't see the NASA one.
They mentioned how, at one point, and you know, unlike a lot of the other bikes, the good people at NASA actually put the money up for the bike. So it means a whole lot that we're making this bike for them.
Mm-hmm.
So that's part of the deal that's never set up front on American Chopper.
And if it's NASA, aren't they having some financial issues anyway? Aren't they supposed to be watching their costs a little bit? I'm just curious why they're popping for a motorcycle.
No, what he was saying was it wasn't NASA doing it. It was the employees.
Oh,
it was the employees of NASA. It was not a corporate deal where NASA came to them. It was like they went to the employees and said, do you want these guys to make a bike? And they said, yeah, and they passed the hat.
Oh, my God.
And that's how they came up with the $50,000 to make the bike, which they later auctioned off.
I saw a bit of it the other night where they had three, it looked like they weren't real gas tanks. They were almost like jet engine tanks that they were mounting on the bike. And I'm not sure I never saw him ride it, but they were trying to put it together. And Paul Sr. was having a, man, this thing looks backwards here. I don't understand the way it is saying, where does this go? And it looked really like when they finished the bike, it was going to be some kind of rocket ship.
And you know, right away we noticed some pretty major things, and things went from bad to worse pretty.
And you know,
who's at fault is the main question of the day. You know, I have a hard time believing Rick mislabeled him. But even though I know that, I won't let him know that, and I'll bust his chops all day long.
Right, you know, because you know.
You know, Rick's pretty good about, you know, really, all there was left to do, we don't have a lot of parts for this bike. Everything's still at the nickel plater.
The nickel plater.
Everything's with you now.
You know, now that we got the hubs mounted, it's time to throw in the tires. And typically it's easy to put tires on, especially with a tire machine.
Where's the tire machine?
That's Pauly Jr.
Paul Jr. Where's Paul Sr.? Hold on.
You know. you know.
Idea. Got an idea.
The Tuttles. Hey, we're the Tuttles.
This thing's incredible.
The Tuttles.
To make it so it stays together?
That is
nice, man.
That is nice.
There's a lot of these we should isolate.
That is
nice. Yeah, look at that, man.
You'd be good calling the saxophones, wouldn't you?
Hey, what do you got there? You've gotten 1,000 today, ain't you?
Ain't you?
Take that out of there.
Oh, take that out of there.
Yeah, I'm telling you, this is absolutely phone sex stuff all the way.
Hey, who?
Paul Sr.
Hold on, that 20.
Hey there.
Oh, look at that. That's nice, huh?
Okay, look at that. Perfect.
That's nice. Look at that girl there, boy.
Yeah, let's go riding.
Ooh, that sounded like it was almost riding.
Yeah, there, boy.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. That was a short one.
You know, dear?
I think it's time for a pizza.
Yes. Lito? Delicious. You know that, there?
Come on, there.
That's the right thing.
From the Lito Pizza Glass and Closer.
Pretty stupid, ain't you?
These tires are just, I don't know what's wrong with them. I think they're shrunk or something because they just didn't want to fit on there.
All right, now get out of there. Get out of there now. Do it there.
Come on, dear.
You know, before we headed up to Dino's for the shoot this morning, Chris Matthews called and said that he was bringing back the restored Indian. And, you know, it might hold up our day.
And not the Chris Matthews from MSNBC.
I thought, when I hear that name, that's who I thought it was. I didn't picture him being a biker.
He'd look good on a bike.
Another Chris Matthews.
From the Lido Pizza Glass.
Oh, Greg House. Got a good look at his leg last night. That was real nasty to look at.
That was a rerun, right?
It was a rerun, but I ain't seen it yet. So that leg looks like it really had like a shark take a bite out of it.
And you know, the thing about House is, even though he pops the pills, he really does try to help his patients in an unorthodox way.
You know, Greg House has a pretty rough bedside manner there, but he always seems to cure the disease that they got.
Which is a nice touch.
Which is a nice detail.
And you know, once we figured out that he was the same actor that was in Stuart Little, we said, wow, we got to build a bike for this guy.
That's pretty amazing. The most of the time when you talk to him, he's got this English talk. And then when you see him on a show, he talks like an American. And that's why I guess he was able to find out that supermodel had testicles.
And you know, a lot of people ask me, Paul Jr., you know, a lot of people ask me, how do I pick a radio station to listen to? I say, you know, if the station's got the news, brought to you by pizza.
From the Lido Pizza Glass and Closer, this is the
That's lame.
Which is a nice, credible detail.
That's lame.
There you go.
Hello, you still there?
Yeah, I'm here. What's up, buddy?
Hey, hi there. You are on the air. What's up?
Hey, Don, I was wondering if that NASA bike came with a diaper on the seat in case you have to drive to Florida from Texas.
These that they got.
Let's just wait and let him listen to himself.
Yeah. And you know what we think?
Let him hear I was joke killed.
He was thrilled with it.
Nope, that's it. He's gone.
Yeah. First rule of joke, really, you want to be within what? 3 months of the... Was it 2 months ago that that happened?
At least.
A week ago.
From Alito Pizza Glass.
Yeah, that's that Greg House there, that doctor that cures the real problems that the people have all the time.
Yeah, that's how you get people to trust you. That's right.
Yeah, if you really, you know, we thought that, you know, it was real tough building the glass enclosed nerve center. And then, you know, we started running out of cash. And that's when the people from Lido Pizza stepped up, which I thought was a real nice detail.
And, you know, even though a lot of people told Jim they were going to lose some credibility, he said, as long as we got $2 to rub together, we're better off than everybody else.
You know, a lot of people came up to us and said with that news station that maybe it shouldn't be a pizza sponsorship because, you know, pizza makes you fat. But then once we got a chance to meet and see the anchor people on that station, we realized that they were all fat, too, so that it worked out pretty well.
And, you know, after we met with Don and Mike and we saw how fat they are, we thought they might be hypocrites. But then we realized that Don and Mike look like Kate Moss compared to Richard Day and
Ira Melman.
That's right.
From the Lido Pizza Glass and Closed Nerve Center.
But at the end of the day, you know, what we really learned was you just can't have an all-news station without a lot of extra mozzarella.
That's pretty damn cool, huh?
Yeah. Thanks a lot there, senior.
But there's no way that my father was going to miss a chance to hear that old bike fire up for the very first time.
Thank you, Junior.
And as a matter of fact, if you go to the all-news station, I bet you could hear a lot of old bikes fire up in that studio, too.
From the Lido Pizza.
And you know my dad just made a fart joke.
Hey, you shut up there. I'm going to put you on the wheel of blame.
And you know, he's really retarded.
Hired a handicap. Jeez. Mikey, you're a retard. What a retard you are. Hey, that wasn't nice.
Now, where's the free pizza? We've given them a goddamn free half-hour commercial.
Hey, that's right. And they didn't even have to put their name on our building. Which ain't a nice detail.
However, when we speak about the glass-enclosed nerve center, in which we definitely are not in.
Right.
Buzz, you will be very upset to know.
What?
The bricks outside.
Yes.
You will never be able to assemble them again.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
You see, we have some bricks crumbling that are bricks. That bricks that are crumbling.
Yeah, there are parts of this building that, let me explain, that don't exactly hold up real well with the weather that they have out there. So, Buzz is pretty compulsive about us not messing around with the loose bricks.
Obsessive.
I used to drive him nuts, and then Don discovered that drives him nuts, and now Don has permanently disfigured the building.
See, what I most recently did was go out and found out if you put your toe on one of these bricks out by our by the iron railing, that all the bricks start to come apart.
Yes. You can literally begin the process of dismantling the entire shopping center.
So what I did was I took out six of the bricks and then put them in a very retarded-looking pile.
It's not a shopping center. I shouldn't say. These are office suites.
It's an industrial park.
It's an industrial... Yeah. What would you call this?
This is an office park.
Condo. This is an office... Condos.
Anyway, I put these bricks not where they were originally put by the brick guy, not by, you know, the three little pigs of the brick house, and they were in a very unkempt pile. And when I went out a moment ago during the last commercial break, Joe said, "Take a look at what Buzz did." Buzz put all of those bricks right back where they belong.
Like a puzzle. He's a little obsessive about that. But you've always been obsessed about that part of real estate.
I am. I'm just trying to hold it together. Oh, no, you brought some into the studio.
How are you going to put them all together without this piece of
brick?
Crucial,
look at that.
That's a big piece of brick, ain't it?
That's you know what? Really? You know what that is? That there in your hand is an artifact.
I'm going to need that.
And you know what this is right now?
What?
This is a brick house.
Ow.
She's a brick.
Ow.
Brought to you by Hardee's.
And if you'd like to come by, you can take a look where Don removed the bricks from the Hardee's pathway out in front of the Don and Mike house. Brought to you by the delicious Hardee's burgers.
And you know, pause.
This is the Don and Mike show.
How are you doing, Joe? Hi, Joe.
Joe, time for a message to Joe Artinger.
All right.
From TV's Doris Roberts.
Donald. How's it going, Mama Sita? This is Doris Roberts, everybody's favorite TV mother.
Hey, baby.
I just had a little chat with your friend, Joe. And from what I hear, your life can get pretty messy. That's right. I know how rough your days can get. Making entertainment for the masses.
Yes.
And your nights are just as busy. Watching your favorite TV show. Well, don't worry. Doris has a couple of tips that'll help you really clean up.
Tell me, baby.
First, since you spend so much time doing home repairs, just knock the place down and start over. And second, if you really want to make the most of life, I recommend you start hitting the bottle. That's right, sweetheart. Uh-huh. So you'll have more time and energy for the things you really enjoy.
Here's some editing here.
Like watching your favorite TV show uninterrupted.
Sure.
All right, honey. I better go now.
Yeah.
I don't want to be late for my kickboxing class. Bye-bye.
There she is.
Wow.
Star of the new CBS show. Everybody loves spotting.
They wear corrective shoes on their brains. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Well, thanks for playing the Doris Roberts thing.
Hey, listen, Little Brains.
Now I'll be thinking about sex for the rest of the show.
Do not be upset. We are not here tomorrow. We have a scheduled day off tomorrow. Got some things we've got to take care of. So we'll see you back on Thursday.
Thursday.
Mike, here he is. Oh, it's time for the smartest email of the day.
All right, I'm ready.
Hey, this is from...
California.
Get my old man glasses out.
No, yes, Northern right. California.
From Jennifer, last name withheld, from Antioch, California.
Antioch.
Hi, Don and Mike. My husband's a huge fan, and I would like to buy tickets to the Oakland A's game when Mike sings the national anthem.
Mm-hmm.
Can you tell me what date he will be there?
Please.
Mm-hmm. It would make a nice gift for my husband's birthday.
Sure would.
Thanks so much, Jennifer. Duh.
I will be singing the national anthem sometime in July. Details to follow.
That's right.
What are you doing?
Welcome to California.
All right, thank you, Rob. There it was.
Delightful. Well, I'm glad that there's a groundswell of support for this.
Mm-hmm. See, Mike had made an offhanded joke very early in the show about when we had a guy. First call of the day was from Oakland.
A joke? Like that. That was completely serious.
Oh, excuse me.
And she's a wicked fast typer, isn't she? She got that in just a short 2.5 hours later.
Well, she had to, consult schedules to make sure that... she can make it down to the Oakland Stadium.
You have empathy?
You're the douchebag.
Douchebag. No, she's made a mistake. We've made mistakes before, so we are sympathetic.
A home game, right?
A home game.
From TMZ.com, here's a tape of Sangina. The tape speaks for itself.
Good evening.
Hi, we're college girls, and this is Sour Patch Kids Gone Wrong.
Hi, I'm Craig Wilson.
I like rape.
Why do you favor rape?
What the hell was that?
Do you require a ritual for that?
Well, it's Sanjaya. Go ahead.
Is he frolicking naked?
No, he's on a darkened street, and he's making two Sour Patch Kids, like gummy bears, you know?
Making them dance.
Making them dance and fight.
It's like he's going, yeah.
Why is he on a darkened street?
I don't know. Maybe he's mugged somebody.
Maybe he had a bad hair day. But by the way, something.
Yeah?
Why you care?
So that's
Sanjaya.
Very good.
Steve Martin, one of the very first things he ever did that made me laugh,
mm-hmm.
besides when he put his tongue through the napkin,
yeah.
the amazing tongue trick, one of his first appearances on TV, he said, now, I'm going to do a card trick called The Dancing Queen. And he took out the Queen of Hearts. And all I did was hold it up and go,
back in the day. Back in the day.
Back in the day.
Back in the day before he became a serious actor.
Much like Sangina's doing with his little gummy bears. Right.
Sangina, but he really does sound like he's frolicking.
Here he is again.
Hi, we're college girls, and this is Sour Patch Kids Gone Wrong.
Hey, we're college girls. This is Sour Patch Kids Gone Bad.
Oh, wild. I see. Okay.
Wild. Hi, we're college girls, and this is Sour Patch Kids Gone Wrong.
He's a fan.
Oh, ready to go.
Homo.
You know, the interesting thing about that tape is everyone surrounding him, they were all men. They were all men.
Oh, yes, it is.
There he is. Sam Gina. And where will he surface next?
Also, what is
it? In Modesto.
Rob Spiewak from Virginia writes in, does Steve Martin do the dancing queen in Shop Girl?
Shop Girl's a fabulous film.
You seen it?
You know what? I've already given up the argument that Steve Martin is not funny anymore, and is not. Robin Williams is not funny either. I get the feeling I'm being drawn back into this argument.
Yeah, but hold on a second, if I may. I mean, I know we've buried this,
Mike. For every shop,
but RV. You know, it was a fantastic performance for Robin Williams. I'm kidding. I'm making jokes.
I know you are, but I'm trying desperately to think of the title of the one where your guy is.
Did you see him?
Comedian who runs for president.
Oh, I didn't even see that one.
Louis Black is in that movie.
Did you see Night at the Museum? He's fantastic as Teddy Roosevelt.
I bet.
He really is. I haven't seen that.
Liked him in Bicentennial Man.
Is that what it is?
No, he's a robot in that.
Oh. All right.
Another good one.
How about my man is the Pink Panther?
Oh, talk about aiming high. I mean, really. I mean, to follow Peter Sellers anyway.
All right,
the arrogance.
So, Spiewak, you were just piling on Steve Martin for Shop Girl.
I just watched Shop Girl this weekend, and I was marveling at how different it was from his early stand-up.
I enjoyed Steve Martin in L.A. Story when he gets shot in the leg and he wets himself. Do you remember that scene?
I didn't like L.A. Story. L.A. Story is the beginning of the end for me with Steve Martin. That's the one where he's getting the messages on the traffic billboards.
Yeah, but he has an accident. He has an accident, which I thought was really
funny. I like the accident he had in the one with Michael Caine.
You mean Ruprecht?
Yes.
I mean, Dirty Rotten Scoundrels.
Yeah, right. May I go to the bathroom?
May I go to the bathroom? Thank you.
Wonderful. And that really was one of the last great comedies that he made.
Okay, so anyway, Steve Martin, enough about that. How about Eddie Murphy?
Mm-hmm.
He's not funny anymore either.
No, you're right.
And here he is now telling us why promoting Shrek is so easy.
What's different about this Shrek picture is this. There's nothing, there's never any negative stuff in the air. Like, you gotta win the audience over, you gotta, you know, win the critics over. People just like it. They just like it. It's like the easiest job to go out and promote and the easiest job to be involved with is just these Shrek movies. You don't have to sell it, you just have to say it's for sale.
Donkey!
Right.
Hello, Donkey! How about Ed, how about Shrek versus Dreamgirls?
Is there any similarity between Donkey and his performance and James Thunder early?
None whatsoever. None whatsoever. The only thing that they have in common is the same jackass doing them both.
Okay, Eddie.
Self-defecating Eddie Murphy.
That's right, defecating.
What about Al Roker having referred to him as Donkey? What about Donkey?
Donkey.
Donkey.
Yeah, Donkey! That was a hard-hitting Al Roker interview.
Yes, it was. Mm-hmm. He wasn't covering Kansas.
You know, I gotta be the only guy in the world. I have never seen Shrek, Shrek 2, or Shrek 3. I've also never seen Pirates of the Caribbean, the second one.
Right.
And obviously I'm not gonna see the third one either.
Two words, grown children. But you got the grandchildren, but you don't see them enough to where you'd see a lot of movies.
Okay, and I understand that with Shrek, although I know a lot of parents, a lot of single people that go to see Shrek.
Yeah, and those are the people that I look at strangely.
Even more so, though, the Pirates of the Caribbean, that's not so much a kid's movie. That's
my kids, I mean, 9 and 11, my kids absolutely adore it. They love it. They eat it up.
But so do the parents. Well, how about Buzz? Buzz, how many times have you seen Pirates of the Caribbean?
The first one a couple of times. The second one only once. Didn't like it as much. But I really liked the first one. I like it with that guy that was had the makeup as the octopus.
Yeah.
That was kind of a neat thing, huh?
Davy Jones. Davy Jones Locker.
Dave Jones.
You're always too cool for school, Buzz.
Well, I try not
to. You always have the right calm, cool as a cucumber answer. Hey, Buzz, you liked that, didn't you?
I saw the first. I didn't like the second.
Loved the first one.
That's an attempt not to be totally committal.
That's right.
I don't want to make sure that I'm not going to, you know, hang my hat on the entire.
You're possibly right about that.
That's another brick in the mortar.
You can never get in that brick back.
That is another brick in the mortar.
I'll
get that brick.
What other tape? Oh, we got Larry King talking about Paris Hilton. Who doesn't want to hear that?
Nobody here.
Larry King.
She deserves to be punished. She would have to admit that. No one should drunk drive. And if you drunk drive twice, inexcusable.
No one should drunk drive. And if you drunk drive twice.
That's bad, right? Especially on the same night.
Right? Who says drunk drive? Boy, did you go out for a drink? Well, I guess that would be correct grammatically.
Did you drunk drive?
Yeah, you would say, uh-uh. Did you go out for a drunk drive?
But it's Larry saying it, so that's why it sounds funny there, with the drunk drive.
He's Devin Doe.
No one should drunk drive.
She deserves to be punished. She would have to admit that. No one should drunk drive. And if you drunk drive twice, inexcusable.
What are you thinking? Your license was suspended. Don't do it. You get pulled over, you get put in jail.
Driving under the influence is what he should have said, but, you know,
drunk drive.
You drunk drive?
Bang, bang,
I thought that Craig Ferguson, the guy we interviewed yesterday, had a funny line about she won't be able to stay in jail because she'll be able to walk between the bars. That was a stupid, funny joke that I laughed out loud at.
The only other thing that I heard about Paris Hilton was the judge that sentenced her got a standing ovation. In church on Sunday.
Not surprised.
When he walked in from the parishioners.
Yeah, and somehow that took away a little of the joy about her doing some hard time. You know, but she's really going to be doing celebrity hard time because they, I always thought that there were no real rules for that, that if somebody, you know, if you break the law, you're treated like everybody else, but apparently that's not the case, that she will be put in an isolation area that is reserved for, I guess, high-profile people, but that only in L.A., I guess.
For celebrities, Mike.
The celebrity wing of the
jail. Celebrities, right.
Because it's a danger to...
She's going to be in the Lido Pizza glass enclosed nerve center.
I just had this picture of her, you know, with the two bunks. I will be curious because the cell that they were showing on the TV had two bunks.
Oh, the one with the crappy green, like, fake plastic on the bunks?
Yeah, the plastic mattress.
Don't they love saying that this will be the room that Paris Hilton is in?
Yeah, with this very small mattress and the stainless steel... bathroom, they have the toilet, right. And also a little desk that you'll have there.
And they also said, three meals a day, only one of them hot, and usually chicken.
Bologna for lunch.
And one last question. This is for you, Mike.
Yes.
You know, we're not friends with Sammy Hagar, but we've had him on the show quite a few times. We went to his concerts. We've been up on stage with him. We've had his tequila with him before the show.
Yes.
Sammy, I just got an email. Sammy Hagar has sold Cabo Wabo Tequila.
The brand name.
Yes.
More power to him.
Yeah.
Guess how much he got for it.
Oh, I bet it's incredible.
Just guess.
For the entire product.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God.
An Italian beverage company has agreed to buy, hold on, no, only an 80% stake.
Oh.
An 80% stake in Cabo Wabo.
Boy, I'm going to say $20
million. $80 million freaking dollars.
Incredible. No, Kelly Clarkson.
Well, tequila, the new vodka. That's what they're saying. Mm-hmm. The tequila's, you know, with the up and coming drinkers in America.
Right. $80 million.
That is the new hot thing. And Cabo Wabo is a very popular brand name.
Have you seen that the ad? I don't know what it's for. It's with the NASCAR guy who talks to you like Clay Aiken.
You mean Michael Waltrip? This is Michael Waltrip.
Oh, he's walking down the hall with the UPS guy, Dale Jarrett.
Right.
And they hear coming from an office, I can't drive 55. And they say, God, can we get him to turn that down? And they open the door to the office up, and it's Sammy Hagar sitting in there with a band actually singing. And Michael Waltrip says, hey, can you turn it down? And Sammy Hagar says, yeah. Can you drive a little faster?
What's it for? What's the commercial for?
I don't know.
It's just a funny ad.
That's advertising.
It
now.
Sounds like an ESPN ad. Is what it sounds
it's
like.
It's for something.
It's a for a product.
It's for Lido Pizza.
Lido Pizza.
I was going to say it right last.
You beat me on that one.
All right, cats. Got to break. Be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Arrive here to learn from American politics. As I'm at a range interview with party official from ruling regime.
We are good friend, Boba, yes?
I hope so.
It is a custom. Have a cheese. I don't get a start.
We play this too much.
No, we don't.
Thank you.
My wife, She makes this cheese.
Very nice.
She makes it from a milk from her...
The Don and Mike Show. We got 8 million goddamn Borat tapes.
I love that one, though.
And that's the one.
Yeah, good friend, Bumbar.
They will choke your throat with the umbilical cord of comedy. Don Geronimo and Michael Mara.
You know.
You know.
You know.
You boys make me sick.
What? Stop that. It's silly. Very silly indeed.
What? Dumbass.
Well, hi, everybody.
Hello, Howard.
We got, I think, just enough time for me to call Wisconsin.
Yes, you were talking about this yesterday.
Yeah, my brother had been threatening me over the last, I don't know, 6 months that he was going to be coming out to visit. And I had received a couple of texts from him saying, like, hey, bro, on our way out soon. And it wasn't until this weekend that I got the definitive date. He'll be out in a couple of weeks. He wants to spend about a week out here. Wants to do some running between D.C., New York, go down to a Virginia Beach, up to Atlantic City, and wants to come by the show one day.
Okay.
And plans on riding his Harley all the way from Wisconsin, I believe, with his wife.
Mm. On the back?
Two of them on one bike. And he wants to do 14 hours nonstop.
Wow, man. You know what? My butt gets sore when I do 40 minutes nonstop.
Then again, maybe that's just me.
They will not be fresh when they arrive.
Hope
he's got a windshield. I'm going to ask him some bike questions
to see what's happening with him.
Hello?
This is like isn't that awful Darth Vader connection? Oh, it's okay. Hey, dude.
Hey, man.
Hey, what's happening?
There he is.
I'm pouring concrete as we speak.
Jimmy, I was just warning everybody that you will be in town. That you're going to be riding your Harley here in a couple of weeks, going to come by and spend some time on the show with us. Have you really given any thought yet to not doing it in one 14-hour stretch?
No, I don't want. I want to drive all the way through. I told the wife, I says we're going to leave about 5 o'clock in the morning to get around Chicago traffic, and we're just going to keep going.
Now, I told you the smart way is to get a hotel room halfway. And it's only one motorcycle for you and your wife, right? For you and Marnie?
Yeah.
All right, first of all, Jimmy, what kind of bike do you have?
Harley Davidson Electric Glide Classic.
You got the big bike. You got the big bike with with the comfortable seat, so it's a touring bike.
Yeah, but
It's got air ride shocks. It's got the saddlebags, the trunk on it,
He's got the biggest Harley you can get. He's got the electric
bike. I understand that, but for his wife, for Marnie, she's got the worst position of all. She's sitting on that thing, and she's got her arms around his belly all day, right?
Well, the electric glide has actually got an easy chair on the back of it. You know what I mean? It's not like she's going to have to hold on to him. You know, I mean, that's the most comfortable two-person bike on the road.
My concern with Jimmy, who is one of his many jobs, he's a trucker, long-distance trucker. You know, I mean, Black Beauties, whatever it is, speed, he takes it.
Well, my question is, Jimmy,
he takes it to stay up all night. I don't think you should do that on the motorcycle.
How far? What's the longest trip you've made on the bike?
What's the longest?
Yeah.
1,150 miles.
So the longest, have you done any, like, 7-8-hour nonstop trips?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, last October when I went down towards Dallas to see my friend Rick. I left home and 1,150 miles later, I stopped. I only stopped to go pee and get gas.
Just to be a good guy.
He's done it before.
Yeah, but see, the thing is...
But see, that's the thing about women, though. They're going to have to stop every 2 hours to go pee.
Jimmy, I told... And even when you were on the phone the other day with Marnie was saying in the background that she didn't want to do 14 hours
14
nonstop.
Hours is a marathon. It's a grueling trip on a motorcycle. It's great.
I mean, it's comfortable. It's a comfortable bike. She's got armrests. She's got stereo. What more could you ask?
Do you have the little helmet? Do you have the little helmet communicating thing where you can talk to each other?
No, I don't have that. That's the Ultra Classic.
Okay.
So it's 2 weeks until you cats get out here on your Harley. Gonna come by the show. Gonna have a great time. You're gonna spend how much time out here on the East Coast?
How much time am I gonna what?
Spend on the East Coast.
Oh, well, we'll be at your place Friday night, Friday evening for dinner.
That's funny.
We're going to probably head back home the following Saturday or Sunday.
And in between, you're going to do a little roaring around?
Oh, yeah. We're going to go over to the beach, going to go down to Virginia Beach, see a friend of mine. Maybe go up to New York City, see another friend.
Gotcha. And all of this on the Harley, Jimmy?
On the Harley.
Looking forward to it. Looking forward to your take on life once you get here. Let's do a real quick quiz, though, just to see
how... I don't have time for that, man. I'm pouring sidewalk right
Jimmy,
now.
Jimmy, hold on.
And I got to concentrate.
You have plenty of time to talk about your goddamn Harley. Jimmy, who is the person that had dinner at the White House last night?
Oh, is that old fart lady and her husband, the prince?
Right. Yeah, what was
queen,
that?
The queen.
The queen! You got it right.
The queen. Jimmy, for a bonus.
Do you mind if I trim this tree? It's trimmed now.
What's happening, Jim?
What's going on there, dude?
I'm pouring sidewalk, and I'm right up against the curb, and I'm trimming the tree as I go.
Like, how are you trimming the tree?
With the top of the truck. Now he wants me to add 2 gallons of water to it, so now I got to spin it up.
Yeah. You got to thin up the concrete too thick.
You guys' timing is always just so perfect.
Have you given any thoughts recently to our little gay tryst we had when we were boys?
What about our little gay tryst?
Our gay tryst. You know, when I climbed into your bed. That thing I talked about with you on the show a while ago. Our gay revelation.
About your gay thing?
Yeah. It was our gay thing.
Well, you were the one that
It wasn't our gay thing. I don't remember it. If I remembered it, then it would be our gay thing.
Right. you think, Jimmy, maybe you blocked it out?
I know. It never happened.
It never happened.
I don't have a gay bone in my body.
Jimmy, I'm not saying you do have a gay bone in your body, not that there would be anything wrong with that. I would love you no matter what. But But it is.
Don't say gay and love in the same sentence, please. I'm a truck driving Harley rider.
Right. Jimmy, you gotta know we are a gay friendly show and
very gay friendly on this show, Jimmy.
And I'm gay friendly in real life too. So don't be such a stupid mo. Get hit with
this contractor's gonna get pissed off at me.
Oh really? Because you're on
that?
The phone?
Why is that? Because he thinks you're gay?
Hold on, just a second. Hold on. Oh no, I was just gonna tell him that I'm on a Don and Mike show. Maybe he'd understand.
Yeah, because we're so big in Wisconsin.
Some of our contractors get so pissed if we're on the phone while we're on their job site, they'll call into the office.
Oh really? Did he look angry when you saw him?
No. This guy is. This is like a side job for him, so he's pretty cool. I could pile the concrete up 2 feet and he wouldn't get mad.
Does he look gay?
No. What's a gay guy look like?
Like you?
Oh. That's not cool.
Jimmy, who cares? If you were gay, it would be okay.
I'm not gay.
Hey, Jimmy. If you're driving 14 hours and your wife protests and she wants to stop, are you going to stop and stay somewhere overnight?
No, I'm not.
You're going to drive through the night?
I'm going straight through, man. Because my brother's fixing dinner for me Friday night.
Not until you admit you're gay. And also, here's the deal, Jimmy. You're welcome to come, as always.
This is my deal here, Wade.
Yeah. Welcome to come at the Chateau Relaxo. Be one of the many that opens my doors and comes and eats my food and drinks my booze and watches my TV. Or as you so eloquently put it the other day, just go on up to my beach house and let yourself in and spend a couple of days up there. All that I require, James Phillip, is that you at least admit that this thing happened with us when we were boys.
I don't remember it. I'm being totally honest.
Okay, but I'm telling you,
if it happened, it happened. I was not aware of it. I was asleep if it happened. I do not remember it.
Good for you.
You're not a homophobe, are you, Jimmy?
No.
You believe in live and let live, right?
Right.
Will you be doing any hunting at all on your trip?
From the bike.
No.
What was that?
Riding.
What was that? Hey, what happened to the guy that was so mad when you were not pouring the concrete there?
What's that? I couldn't hear you.
What happened to the guy that you were mad, that you thought was mad at you there a second ago?
Oh, no, nothing. I got to watch him and stuff.
So you're pouring concrete and somebody else is like scraping it and all that, right?
Right, right.
Who you like on American Idol tonight?
Oh, I don't follow American Idol. I don't know. Give me the chick.
The chick?
Yeah.
Well, there's three of them left, Jimmy. There's
Melinda.
Give me the one with long hair.
That'd be Jordan.
Jordan.
Okay.
Who do you like on Dancing with the Stars?
I don't watch that stuff.
Did you ever see the movie Brokeback Mountain?
No. Whoa. I heard about it.
Hey, did you hear about the new movie with Kevin James and Adam Sandler,
mm-hmm.
where they play two guys who have to pretend that they're gay to get benefits. They have to pretend to get married.
Are you going to go see that one?
No, I'm not.
Oh.
Why?
Because I'm not.
Have you ever seen any movies with Nathan Lane in them?
No.
Have you ever seen The Birdcage?
Yeah, I watched part of that.
Oh, that's it. That's it. It's official.
You're gay.
Though. Yep.
Better go home and watch Anderson Cooper.
It wasn't my choice, though.
What kind of outfit do you wear when you're riding your Harley? You got a big black leather jacket with colors on it and everything?
Not with colors. I just got a Harley patch on the lower back of it.
Right.
Going to be wearing my chaps.
Oh, you got the chaps. See?
Chaps
are very gay.
Who's
if,
more?
Maybe if Don's nice, I'll model my chaps for him.
There you go.
Who's the gay one now?
There it is.
Jimmy, who's more handsome, do you think? Johnny Depp? Who's more handsome, Johnny Depp or George Clooney?
Who's more what?
Handsome.
I don't know.
Pick one. Who's more handsome?
I don't know.
If you had to choose between George Clooney and Johnny Depp, who would it be?
I'd say George Clooney. Okay?
There it is.
Man, right, you're gay.
It's official.
Get off my back.
That's what you'd be saying to George Clooney. Because you know you'd be the catcher.
Bada bing.
Hey, I gotta go, man.
All right, you damn dummy. Well, listen, we're all looking forward to seeing you in a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
All right. It's less than 2 weeks.
I said
it's a week and a half.
A couple of weeks.
A week and a half.
A boy can dream. I can dream that you're going to be out here in 2 weeks, not a week and a half, can't I?
It's like 10 days and a wake up.
Okay.
A week and a half.
Love you, bro.
Love you too. Talk to you later.
All right. Bye.
Bye. My gay brother.
There he goes.
What are you going to make him for dinner?
So he's coming for the Memorial Day weekend, right? Is that when he's coming?
Oh, no. He's going to be the weekend before Memorial Day weekend.
Before. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Because I got to ride that weekend.
Yeah,
and,
boy.
I was going to ask him if he wanted to come along, you know, for the, you know, the whole ride to the wall and all that, you know.
You're going all the way to Berlin?
Yes, that's exactly. Yes, I'm riding my motorcycle to Germany.
China.
That's where I'm going. And it'll be a good friend of douchebag.
Jimmy Gore.
Well, if it gives you any comfort, the bike he's talking about is the real...
Nice big one?
Yeah, it's that super big one that's got the... And for her, especially.
The one that's got like a lazy boy.
Yeah, if you're
right?
going to, you know, if you're gonna be a woman riding on the back of a bike, that's the way to go. There are people that drive thousands of miles with, you know, tiny little bikes, and women have to stay on the back. I don't know how they do it.
They'll do fine, because as you remember, they share common interests. Don't you remember?
Yeah, I know.
You're funny.
Get out of here.
What are the common interests?
He never elaborated. He just said that's why they were getting married.
They don't have any common interests.
Well, he said they did when they were getting married.
They have nothing
but
in common?
But then he could not explain
exactly
what one of their common interests was.
That's working for him.
Just to refresh, though, just briefly, when you talked about the incident, I forgot. You crawled in.
I make no.
And no, I'm not trying to put it on you. I'm saying, what exactly? What happened again?
We've forgotten.
Because I have forgotten, legitimately, because it wasn't that big of a deal.
What happened was, we were living in Rockton, Illinois, and I had to be maybe 12, and I got a boner.
Uh huh. That happens.
When?
Before or after you climbed in?
Yes, thank you, Buzz.
Before?
Before.
And decided to climb in afterwards?
Climbed in the bed with my brother.
Mm hmm.
And as I recall, it's not like he said, hey, get out of my bed. We just rolled around for a second. I said, oh, this is really not right. Something like that.
So there was contact?
Not really. It was like maybe a little brushing up against his PJ bottoms.
Wow. So, in other words, I mean, even though there was not real contact, the contact that would have, if it had gone, would have been you pitching.
But I think if you're taking this to an extreme. That,
I'm not. I'm trying to understand what happened here. You're the one that was talking about it.
Months ago.
Thank you.
Okay.
I'm glad you cleared that up. And he doesn't have any. Obviously, he's repressed the memory.
Right.
Completely.
That's why he's so homophobic.
Why don't you tell the story the way it really went, that it's like, Don, come on over here. It was him calling you. Calling you over there? No, not at all.
No, I mean, no. And from my way of thinking...
He's a hardcore biker.
Yeah, I mean, I think... Didn't we do that whole gay thing? Didn't we all
we did.
Reveal our most gay moments? Did
yes.
anybody have any moment that was as gay as that?
That was the winner.
Not that was revealed.
Yeah.
Ah, gotcha. Thank you, Mike. Thank you, friend.
Yeah, I'm giving one for the team.
Thank you. Sure you are, Mike.
There you go.
Sure you are. Right.
Lido pizza. Just a brief moment with Ira Melman.
Hey, Buzz.
Hi, everybody. Yeah. This is the news.
Right. Buzz is over there in his plexiglass and wood studio.
Mm-hmm. Yes, brought to you by Lifesavers.
And he's got the news coming up next.
Oh, yes. Yes, I do.
And he's gay.
We're all a little bit gay.
All a percentage, I think.
You know, I watched that repeat of House, too, when they talked about how...
That means, and he's gay. And he's gay.
Well, watching House, I pay attention to the medical end of that, and aren't we all, like, you know, one little moment away in creation from being women anyway?
Right.
You know?
We start with the same ingredients.
We start with the same, and then mm-hmm. we drop, and they don't.
They're right.
Right?
That's it.
So if you don't drop...
Right, your balls?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. Sure and whatnot.
Yeah, boy.
Sure. Yeah, there.
Yeah, boy.
There it is again.
They don't
yeah, the 6 o'clock hour there, boy.
You had the bag of your brother there, boy.
So, was it fun? Yeah. Come on over there. You're over here. You go over there.
So you're walking, a little touching.
Little rolling around. You said rolling around.
He's got on his New York Jets... PJ bottoms.
Your front is against his bottoms.
You're rubbing against the flannel, right?
Flannel feels good, right?
Call Buzz gay. Why?
Especially when he's wearing his stag shirt.
That's right.
You just, you don't know how to get out of the segment?
Yeah, I do.
How?
Pause!
This is the Don and Mike Show.
The word from Planet Crackpot.
The Don and Mike Show. Just very average. Don and Mike.
Yeah. Time for Buzz's News now. Mary. Brought to you by eDiamonds.com. Find little brilliance. Pair of diamond stud earrings from eDiamonds.com. www.e-diamonds.com. Call 1-800-HER-LOVE.
Mm-hmm.
And now, here is Buzz.
Stop dancing, Rob.
Don't stop dancing,
Jesus Christ.
He likes Run DMC.
I can't concentrate.
Never stop dancing, Rob.
You will never hear him say, where is the rhythm?
No.
No.
Take
not
it.
Not to Run DMC.
Not at all.
Mary.
Why you bugging?
Mary.
He nice.
Loves it. But you stop it or I'm going to play my Adidas.
From the Lido Pizza Glass Enclosure.
No, no, no.
This is the most listened to radio station in the region. WTOP Radio.
There it is. My Adidas by Rub DMC.
Hi, Donna Mike.
Oh, God, he almost broke the floor.
Pretty.
Wow. Good God.
I hate watching him dance.
I love it.
I love it.
Sorry. Wow.
That song is about tennis shoes,
Don. Tennis.
Sneakers, if you will.
Sneakers.
Cross version is my kids.
My Adidas.
My Birkenstocks.
Yeah, there you go.
Hi there, Buzz friend.
Hi, Donna Mike. The consensus is there was plenty of warning about the mile-and-a-half-wide tornado that wiped out a small town in central Kansas over the weekend. So the nine people who perished either couldn't hear the sirens or ignored them.
Who's your daddy?
For 20 minutes. So the devastation was mostly about property, and a lot of it. In one case, what they thought was a survivor in the rubble turned out to be a Whig. So now the cleanup begins. Some of the equipment for cleaning up a mess this big is in Iraq, but quoting White House spokesman Tony Snow, if there's a need for equipment, it will arrive. The president will be there tomorrow, and FEMA says the situation's in hand. FEMA Director R. David Paulison says if he can find housing for 80,000 people along the Gulf Coast, he can certainly find it for 1,000 people in Kansas.
Do you see the storm chaser video that they had of that?
Man.
Yeah.
Pretty amazing stuff, really.
Yeah. Amazing video.
And it was one of those classic moves where they're showing it, and it turns, literally starts coming up the road at these guys.
Yeah. Wasn't it just like in the movie Twister?
It was amazingly similar. And I always thought Twister was such a BS movie.
Where Bill Paxton is on the radio saying to the other guy, you know, boo, get your car out of the way.
Yeah, they start backing up, and that's the only way they can do it. I mean, it's just terrifying.
That storm chasing, it seems dangerous.
Very dangerous, Rob. Thank you for pointing that out.
Warning, the following story contains the words gay, sailor, discharge, and duty.
From the Lido Pizza Glass and Closed Nerve Center, this is the most listened to...
Jason Knight, who was discharged from the Navy in 2004, is back on active duty, and how can this be?
This is Jason. Name the Knight.
Jason finally realized he was gay on his wedding night to Name the Knight. He apologized to the woman, and the marriage got annulled. But
good timing.
In order to do that, he had to tell why. And since the military's policy is don't tell, Jason was discharged. But now, either because of a clerical error or some policy change we've not been told about, this petty officer, second class, is finishing a one-year tour in Kuwait with the Naval Customs Battalion Bravo.
Now, Buzz, why editorialize? Who cares if he's petty?
No, we're petty.
That's a good battalion for him to be in, though. Bravo!
The great part is...
And how's his discharge? How's that discharge?
Yeah, well, seems to have retracted. The great part is Jason no longer has to hide the fact that he's gay. His supervisor says Jason is better than the average sailor and that his gayness is not an issue on the job.
You know, as soon as you mention gay, then everything starts to sound gay.
Right.
Then better than the average sailor
starts to sound gay. Every phrase, I know. It's
That doesn't sound gay.
Not at all.
Supervisor does.
My Adidas are ruby stickers.
Marry, marry. Some suicide...
It's tricky. It's very, very tricky.
Kick it.
Talk this way. Talk this way. Just give me a little kiss. Like that.
Like this.
My recital. I think it's very
tricky.
Around.
That's right.
On top.
It's tricky.
Here we go.
It's Dickie. Kind of a gay version.
Mm-hmm.
Better than the average sailor.
That's
it's
right.
Dickie. Where's your Dickies? Hi, boy.
I think you know. Hello, sir.
Hello, Buzz.
Hi.
Masculine Buzz.
Why, thank you.
Masculine Buzz. Uh-huh. Wearing his... Oh, he's got the shirt with the antlers on it.
Yes,
today,
the
Mike.
Stag shirt.
The pink elk.
It's a pink elk?
That's right.
Pink elk.
Uh-huh. Wow.
You know what pink elk means?
No, I don't.
No, neither do I.
We got him all musky over there.
Yeah.
Only wishes that he could be brought to you by a pizza box.
Yeah. Buzz is brought to you by Blue Boy Magazine.
Some suicide bombers, as it turns out, are retarded. Some are disabled in other ways.
Uh-huh.
It's the Taliban's way of...
Well, hi, everybody!
...taking care of a couple of things at once.
Whoa.
The doctor in charge of the morgue in Kabul, Afghanistan, says the Taliban recruits people with disabilities to do the dirtiest of its dirty work.
Incredible!
Suicide bombing. Quoting the doctor, almost 90% of suicide bombers are people with some form of disability. As examples, he lists muscular dystrophy, blindness, mental illness, and bad skin diseases. Quoting one amputee, in our culture, being incapable of feeding your family is a great shame. You might find it easier to die. In Afghanistan, there's a suicide bombing about every 3 days.
The really retarded ones survive. Because they just don't get it right.
That's amazing.
I never heard of that.
Yeah, so you mean the scale of you being used is like, okay, if you're retarded, okay, mm-hmm. you don't understand what's going on. If you have really bad skin...
And you're depressed about it.
Like really bad acne?
This is your way out.
Wow. So if you're over there and you see somebody like with one leg or acne or looks like maybe a little challenged.
Edward James almost probably would be like their number one choice to fly a suicide
mission.
Stay
away from him. That's right.
I'm not sure I like where you're going with this. Grab him. He's got a bomb.
Hey, how you doing?
Play it to the label. Hey, Bull.
Hiya, Bull.
Hiya, Bull.
Bull. He was saying, hiya, Bull.
Hiya, Bull.
It came out as,
hiya, Bull.
How you doing?
Hiya, Bull.
Well, you understood.
Mm-hmm.
There was, of course, the thought of terrorism when a bomb went off in the parking garage of the Luxor Hotel and Casino in Las Vegas early Monday morning, but police quickly determined it was a simple act of murder. The target and the man who died was a Nathan's hot dog vendor from the Luxor food court. As he was leaving work, he noticed an object on the roof of his car. He picked it up to see what it was, and boom. This homemade bomb was about equivalent to a stick of dynamite. Nobody else got hurt. Police say they don't yet know the motive. Remember to always pay your bookie.
Did anybody else read about in Las Vegas news, the president of HBO?
Yes.
Leaving that fight on Saturday night?
Yes. Getting into his own fight.
Yeah, she wouldn't listen, so, you know, now he's in the newspaper.
You know, and around Vegas, that's kind of, as the song you played, a little bit tricky because, you know, they got them cameras and stuff.
Well, it's not TV. Why do bad things happen to Sacramento people? A justice, a TSA luggage screener in San Diego, apparently.
Not keeping score.
TSA
thinning the herd.
Everybody lives in this, so there's no actual thinning that goes
reading
on.
Reading the Bible.
Except maybe thinning.
Read the three pages about Sacramento.
Yes, it's in ubiquitous.
Ubiquitous.
Ubiquitous is...
ubiquitous digitus.
I like I think it's ubiquitous's letter to the asparagites.
Ubiquitous acidus.
That's very good. I like that.
Yes, first ubiquitous to the asparagites. Sacramento shall be cast aside into the land of the rock.
Ubiquitous into the Uranus.
A TSA luggage...
King's moving to Las Vegas.
Count on it.
Any day now.
Book it.
A TSA luggage screener in San Diego apparently pilfered $265 in birthday money from a 12-year-old boy. Quoting...
If you don't have education, then you can't hardly get a job.
Quoting Jeffrey Martin of Sacramento, 100, 350s, 110, and 51s. His mom says the bag appeared to have been ransacked when they arrived home, but contrary to TSA policy, the screener didn't leave his or her calling card.
Oh, boy.
TSA says it's looking into this, but points out that not all airports have cameras to watch for this kind of thing.
So the people were from Sacramento?
Yes.
But the transportation
got robbed.
The bad person was from San Diego.
In this case, yeah.
Well, that's screwed up.
Excuse me, that's San Diego.
That's why I said, why do bad things happen?
Founded by the Germans, I believe.
Santiago.
Santiago.
Sounds German.
Mm-hmm.
It's 173 of the TSA's 100,000 workers have been fired for stealing over the last 4 years. 42% of Americans say they've changed their driving habits since gas is back up over $3 a gallon. Many of these people are lying. The truth is, as we
they
head...
all are, Buzz. As nobody we, has.
Yeah, no, I think you're right. I would say the vast majority are lying.
I don't adopt my habits. I don't pick my nose as much in the car any longer. San Diego.
You can kiss it on once.
Right.
But don't make it a habit.
Bada bing.
The truth is, as we head for $4 a gallon...
What's black and white and red?
What?
A nut in a blender.
Ew! Truth is, as we head for $4 a gallon, we're buying and burning as much gas as we ever did, and more.
You've got a million of them.
Another 25%.
She was only the telegrapher's daughter, but she did it. She was only the horseman's daughter.
Uh-huh.
She was only the cattleman's daughter.
But all the horsemen knew her.
She was only the undertaker's daughter.
But anyone could have her.
Any more?
Carpenter?
No, not for now. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, that's right.
Thank you.
She's only the carpenter's daughter, easy to screw?
That's it.
That was it.
Yeah, all right.
Thanks, Buzz.
One of my favorites, and so I requested it.
Lovely.
Another 25% of us say we will change our ways when we hit the $4 mark. It would take $5 a gallon to capture the hearts and minds of the next 13% of Americans.
That's why when gas hits $4, I won't be coming to work anymore.
Remember, they're paying $6 a gallon in Japan, $4.50 in Russia, and
$6.50
in Italy. It's in all the papers. Cocaine is no longer legally available.
Incredible!
In this case, we're talking about the energy drink that marketed itself as Speed in a Can. It's just been taken off the market by the Food and Drug Administration. I don't know, something about the name, maybe. The company that made it issued a statement when the product hit store shelves last summer. Our product doesn't have cocaine.
Hey, do you remember those crazy t-shirts that had the Coca-Cola logo, but actually spelled out cocaine?
Very dangerous.
That was a funny t-shirt back in the day to wear.
And, you know, I'll be looking for American Idol's ad for Coca-Cola tonight, but I always respond the wrong way when it says, thanks for drinking. I always consider that not an ad for Coca-Cola, but a public service announcement.
A friendly reminder.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you know, Rob has already hit upon it. What? That the beatbox boy tonight will do jive talking.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
And will he beatbox it? Will he
it's the
BG with the big lion's mane of hair.
Mm-hmm.
And
very,
you're absolutely right, Robbie. He can do the jive talking.
He thinks they'll have to do two songs each tonight because they're down to four and it's an hour. He'll do that in a ballad, I bet.
Mm-hmm.
For the ladies.
Blake. Blake and his bad nose.
Bad nose Blake.
Bad nose Blake.
I'll watch for that.
I hope someone does Fanny Be Tender.
How's that go?
Fanny Be Tender with my love.
Jordan.
I always like it because, you know, Fanny means
yeah.
butt.
Yeah, it's funny.
Fanny means something else overseas.
Be tender with my butt. Yeah, it means vagine.
Yeah, very good. I'm glad you remember that.
Sure I remember that, Mike. I remember what's important.
The important things. Fanny.
Like the fact that our news is brought to you by...
Radio station in the region.
You know that thing never keeps...
Fanny Mae, Fanny Farmer, Fanny Flag.
For goodness sakes.
Wow. From the Lila Pizza Glass and Closer Center, this is...
Hold on, I was trying to do the Lila Pizza thing, and like you did a
preemptive strike on the Fanny game. Yes, I do that sometimes. Uh-huh. I have an advantage that you're pressing over.
Absolutely not fair.
Fanny Farmer, Fanny Flag, Fanny Mae.
I will take this to the
highest... Little Annie Fanny.
I will take this to the highest level of disputes.
I just wanted you to say it. Please say it. Just accept the defeat and say it, please.
How you doing, everybody? It's Al Qaeda with you. You got to be somewhere by 7. You got 28 minutes together. This is for Michael Mara, who loves his fanny. King of the fannies.
Hey! Yay!
Should have got that one, actually. It's good.
How you doing?
I like weight.
So do I. You know who else does? Michael Mara. King of the fannies.
I got two there.
Fanny.
Funny word, always has.
Sure
to.
Is. Anyway, they're taking the cocaine energy.
Fanny Bryce.
Off the market.
Hey. Is that funny lady? Funny
yeah,
girl?
Funny girl.
Funny
yeah.
girl and funny lady.
You didn't right. have it, though.
No, I didn't
you
have it.
You're still king of the fannies.
Still king of the fannies.
Kind of unfair, though.
Unfair Fanny.
The most listened to, right?
You know.
They got some fannies over there.
Heartbreaker.
For God's sake.
From the Lido Pizza Classic.
That's all I wanted to do.
Big fannies.
So when they made public and released the cocaine energy drink last
Hot
summer.
Hot Wet Fannies.
That is a great name for an album.
Hot Wet mm-hmm. Fannies.
Singular. Hot Wet Fanny.
Or a video.
Yes.
I know you guys would like. Shave Fanny.
Yeah, Shave you're right.
Fanny.
Shaved Fanny, Mike.
That's a good more bad, Mike.
Shaved Fanny.
Hello, I'm Don, and I'm Mike. This is our band.
We started Shaved Fanny about 10 years ago. We're very happy with the overwhelming success.
Hello.
People really can always identify a Shaved Fanny record.
Did I read that Spinal Tap is making another movie
yes,
for, is it for whatever the Live Aid thing is, or whatever the right. hell the Help Somebody Out Aid thing is?
They're going to be in the concert, I think, yeah.
Are they also making a mockumentary or something like that?
They made a short film that's going to, some film festival, but they are going to perform it live, whatever the Al Gore thing
live
is.
Earth
it'd be kind of interesting to see those guys now that they're just a little longer in the tooth.
The subject of the documentary is what they're doing now, and one of them, I think, owns an appliance store.
Okay.
It's pretty funny.
I might watch it.
The Geek Squad says, we can find your porn. That's our story when we return.
Thanks, Buzz. Be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
We're from Planet Crackpot.
The Don and Mike Show.
On their backs and covered in baby oil. Here's Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Check out our website, donandmikewebsite.com. Tomorrow you'll see a notice there that we got the day off tomorrow. So don't flip out. We didn't get fired.
Right.
We got some business to take care of tomorrow. We'll be back on Thursday. We will finally have our half-hour session with Tom Bergeron.
Oh, I cannot wait. Of course, we became intrigued with him when we found out how much he loathes himself.
The self-loathing. Tom Bergeron.
Fantastic.
Plus, Thursday, John, where's that trip we have to give away?
That'd be a trip to Las Vegas to see the Hooters swimsuit competition.
Hello.
Right on. A little Mother's Day fun on Thursday, give away a trip to Las Vegas.
Good stuff.
Now, once again, here is Charles Elston. Hi, Charlie.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi there.
I know you guys don't watch the show, but I think you'll be interested in it from the sort of TV executive weasel standpoint.
What show?
Lost. ABC has extended the series Lost through the year 2010. Yeah, like anybody will still be watching then. Actually, ABC says the ending will be highly anticipated, which is their way of saying that they've ordered two more seasons of the show, which they plan to stretch out over 3 years.
Now, you're a fan of Lost, right?
You know what? He's like the average fan of Lost. He was very into it in the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
And then as it's gone on and not been on as much, it's kind of waned a little.
And I tried to catch up because they actually had a show for people that didn't watch it. And I tried, and I just couldn't stay with it. It was just all right for me.
I liked where they started out. I liked the way they started out with it. It looked like it had great potential. But now they're just screwing around. And the thought that they're going to stretch this out over 3 more years before we find out the answer, if in fact we do, the answers, I don't know if it's worth it. I remember a little show called The X-Files that kept telling me the truth was out there. And I stayed with the show no matter how bad it got until the very end.
Suck on that, losers.
When I found out that there was no truth there
at
all.
So the fact that they've done this, that they've announced they're going to extend it, is probably going to do more to hurt it than to help it.
I would think so. I think there are probably a lot of people who are as frustrated as I am about the show and the lack of answers.
No, they're lost.
But at least they have an exit strategy.
I'm lost.
NBC Universal has joined Viacom CBS in suing YouTube over copyright issues.
Well, what are you applauding for? CBS?
Yeah, lawsuits.
Viacom.
Anything that motivates you to put those two hams together.
Actually, the two networks are joining another lawsuit already in progress, one brought by the news photographer who captured the Reginald Denny beating in Los Angeles.
To the party again about YouTube, but my new favorite thing on YouTube, recut trailers. Yeah. I can sit for 2 hours and watch recut trailers. The most famous, I think, is the Mary Poppins trailer that they have. And then I watch the Shining trailer where they turned it into, like, you know, a dad who's looking for a son. And just with music and everything, I think it's fascinating.
Have you seen the one along the same lines?
Right.
Pulp Fiction. That has every scene that has the F-bomb in it.
No, I haven't seen that.
You can watch the entire movie.
I'll be looking for that.
And it's done to music. It's like under 3 minutes long.
I love it.
Have you seen the one for the Ten Commandments where they make it like a teen comedy?
No.
It's great. They put in like What I Like About You by the Romantics.
It's unlimited, really. I mean, there's so much out there with that.
They show Moses in the mud pit and they say, see him turn from zero to a hero.
And there's one for Misery where they turn it into a love story. Where they love each other and they do it with editing and music.
Well, NBC and CBS and the guy who photographed Reginald Denny's beating 15 years ago all claim that YouTube has been using their video products illegally. YouTube says it's protected by the law on this and believes it will survive the lawsuits. Tech reporters were naturally curious after a disgruntled employee of the Geek Squad confessed that he and the boys often downloaded some of the porn from their customers' computers. Just dump it onto a hard drive and look at it later. Tech reporters called the Geek Squad to find out more about this. That is absolutely not our practice, said one official. But the Geek Squad guy was also asked about a person who might want to know if their spouse has porn hidden in the computer.
You have to find the right geek.
Change the name to the Leak Squad.
Yeah, baby.
The leak of love juice.
So they ask him,
I like the mysticism.
What if you bring in your computer to see if your spouse has porn hidden on it somewhere? Quoting the Geek Squad guy, we can do that.
You know the only thing funnier than that?
Uh-huh.
From the Lido Pizza Glass and Closed Nerve Center.
Talk about the Geek Squad.
God, I'm going to be laughing about that all night long.
Lido.
Right. I never listen to the news station. I'm going to listen to them on the way home tonight just so they can sound all authoritative and pump out their chests and say, we're going to tell you what's going on in the world because we really know. We're doing the show from a pizza box.
Here's a brand new news update, but do you want pepperoni with that?
Listen on the 8th. That's when it's really good.
That's when the pizza's freshest.
Americans are vigilantly watching for signs of the next terrorist or crazy person, and they do this no less in Des Moines, Iowa. A community college was evacuated recently after the mailman brought a mysterious box to the school. It was a box of...
this is Robert the Mailman.
A box of 500 condoms.
Robert K. Adams.
The box of 500 condoms was a gift to the human sexuality teacher from a previous guest speaker.
Kelly and I.
A lot of people send wine or flowers, but condoms is another way to go.
You tramp. I'm through the Paris booth. Like I can't do it.
You tramp. Get over there. Go over there and make love to him. That's treason.
And did you notice that they didn't just send her with a tape recorder to get the audio?
Right, camera.
They had to send a camera. Want to see her climbing into bed with him.
Put that camera in your bag so we can watch what you're doing. You know, see my skin? In Afghanistan, I'd be a suicide bomber. Now go on, get out of here. That's treason, y'all. How's booth?
Finally,
yeah.
Last week in Brookline, Massachusetts, they arrested 19-year-old Vicky Gonzalez on prostitution charges. Police found her on Craigslist, promising erotic massage, $175 for a half hour, $225 for a full hour.
Yeah.
They went to her home and found a bed with a towel on it, a bottle of lotion on the nightstand. Vicky, as it turns out, lives with her mother, who, as it turns out, runs a daycare center in that same house.
E.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Sorry, we're out of time.
Sure to just take the lead right out of my pencil.
Yeah, really.
Even for me.
Hilarious. So fun at all.
Even for me.
He had me at lotion.
Uh-huh.
Hey, guys, it's me, Lorraine Mance.
It's the queen. She smells like roses.
We got to go. We'll see you Thursday in a new episode. Good day to you, sir.
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 And speaking of gay, I don't know who picked this song, but golly, Belinda Carlisle, sir, it's groovy.
Just one glass of wine for me, Mr. President.
That's right, Rob Spiewak. I love your azaleas.
This is the Don and Mike Show.